You have the battery, memory. You have memory.
And it depends how long the shear is.
Can't go past 6:45.
Okay, you ready? Shin Sadi test. We're up to Seif Beis. Okay, and then we'll chazer some of the things that we need to chazer from Seif Aleph. Hakover Meso Beregel. Becholamoid Noheg Din Aninos. Right, so if someone has a burial on Yontif, if it's Cholamoid, there's Aninos. The Shach points out here that... The Shach and the Taz point out here that on Yontif there's also Aninos. But again, nowadays, I quoted you earlier for Moshe, now that our minhag is not to bury Yontif at all, so there's no Aninos on Yontif, but there would be Aninos on Chol HaMoed. Calls Vashlo Nikbar. So on Chol HaMoed there's Aninos until the guy's the mace is buried. La'achshe Nikbar, no Dvarim Shebetzina. Basically, Seif Beis is pretty much a repeat of part of Seif Aleph. Seif Aleph says, if you weren't Noheg Shiva before the Regel, then you have to keep Dvarim Shebetzina on the Regel. And a Noeg Shiva afterwards. So if there's burial on the Regel, then obviously you weren't Noeg. You weren't Noeg before the Regel. The burial was only in the Regel. Then the rule is the same for the Seif of Seif Aleph and for the Reish of and for Seif Beis, that if the Shiva wasn't beforehand, either because it was right before Regel and we weren't Noeg, or because the Kavur was on Chol HaMoed, then they keep Dvarim Shevetzina through the Regel and do the Shiva afterwards. That says Noeg Dvarim Shevetzina, and we call Makar Mortal Yachlim Ishto. There's some have been in the Rishonim. Maybe there should be an Isser Yichud more than a regular Avelos, because since you're matter so many things because of Yontif, you're afraid the person might take it lightly and do Tashra Shemitah. But we do not paskin that way. This is based on a special kula they gave to Chasan and Kala that they could have the wedding before the Shiva in circumstances that we don't practice so much nowadays. And then they say, well, they give them special kulas, they have to have an Isser Yichud, just to, like, tell them not to be too makel. But over here, Yontif, even though there are kulas on Yontif, he doesn't keep Dvarim Shebetzina for Hesya. But since they're not special kulas, it's just the regular rule of Yontif, therefore, we don't require an Isser Yichud, that's Pashut. V'aregel olam minyan shloshim, and the regal counts for shloshim. The Chiddush is, even though it's before Shiva, the regal still counts for shloshim. Shemashim love shloshim, that they you finish the shloshim. Afilu kavur b'chagas sukkas, lo amin shmini atzeres v'vatul, mus askim b'regel lin nachmo. And if the burial's on Chol HaMoed sukkas, you don't say shmini atzeres is mevatul shiva, because since you didn't start counting shiva yet, shmini atzeres is not mevatul shiva. And mus askim b'regel lin nachmo. And during the regel, the mus asek lin nachim. Okay, they're different minhagim. Quote an Orchayim, whether you're Menachem Avelim on Shabbos or not. Our minhag is a little unclear. My impression is that I never really went to be Mesasek Lenachem and Ovel on Chol HaMoed or Yontif, but meaning the halach is people go to visit him. My impression of the minig is they don't say Amakim Yinachem Eschem. They say, you know, Yontif Humi Lenachem Ve, you know, Nechama Krova Lavo. But the Rabbim is asking the Nachem him, and the Rishonim say this refers to various rituals we don't say, like the Rechava and special brachos. But also just they go pay Shiva calls. I'll skip the Rama for now. La'achar regel maskel limno Shiva, and he only counts Shiva after the regel. Uchshe yichlu Shiva lemisa sameis. Afi shadayin lo kolu Shiva simi avelos malachto nasal idei achirim. Bivateihem va'avadu osun lo betzina b'soch beiso ve'in rabim esaskim bo l'nachmo achar regel minyan namish she nichamuhu ba regel aval myron lo panim gonim kavar b'shol shi yam achronim shel regel v'lachto nasa lidi achirim b'shol shi yam achronim shel evel. Okay, stop for now. What is he trying to say? Let's just review. Yeah.
Just a quick question. There's not like funny math when it comes to this counting towards the shloshim, right?
That's a machlokas that we'll see. Whether or not there's funny math, good expression. It's very clear. So basically, what do you have here? You have if you started Shiva before the Regel, then it's very Pashut. Then Regel is Mevatel Shiva. Regel counts towards Shloshim. And, as Yoni pointed out, with funny math, right, which we'll get to all those little sifim. With funny math, and regel counts towards shloshim with
Funny math. And Nohed Shloshim Bitsina Beregel. Right, it's not hard to be Nohed Shloshim Bitsina. Most of the Shloshim things are pretty private. What if? If he did not start Shiva before the regel, either Sif Aleph, the Kfur is before the regel, which is the thing around starting Shiva, or Sif Beis, the Kfur is during the regel, then Nohe Shiva Bitsina Beregel, and regel Eino Ole Laminyan Zion. Right, you have to count the whole Shiva after the regel. But nonetheless, even though you haven't started counting Shiva yet, nonetheless, regel ole l'minyan shloshim. The regel still counts for l'minyan shloshim, even though he hasn't started counting Shiva yet. Interestingly, he's keeping Shiva bitzina, but he doesn't count it as Shiva yet. It's not a kiyum of Shiva yet. It's not a kiyum of Shiva if he can't keep it. Well, why is it not a kiyum of Shiva yet? The Rav would say, because even though he's bound by certain restrictions, he can't have a afilas belave on Yontif, and therefore he can't have a kiyum of Shiva. Okay, now, Yoni asks, with funny math or without funny math? I know I skipped some of the details, but with funny math or without funny math? What do you mean by funny math? I mean every regel counts as 7 days. A regel has chalos counting as 7 days. So with funny math, without funny math is a tremendous machlokas here. Almost everyone seems to agree that the middle of the regel doesn't count as 7 days. What about an entire regel, such as, for example, Shmini Atzeres, buried on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Does Shmini Atzeres count as seven or not? Right? So funny math. So the machlokas is kavar b'chol moed sukkos shmini atzeres counts as one or seven towards shloshim. Doesn't count towards shiva at all. That's easy. Counts as zero towards shiva. How many does it count as towards shloshim? So that the mechaber doesn't say. The mechaber doesn't say. You could say because it's obvious one way, because it's obvious the other way. Right. Well, the pashtos of the lashon mechaber is, he says, that a mashlim olav shloshim, you kept a complete 30. So a simple pshat means it only counts as one. You have to complete a regular count of 30 without funny math. But it's not muchrach, because you could say you have to finish the 30, meaning with funny math. Okay, halacha l'maisa, this is the discussion of the shach in sifkaton zayin and the taz in sifkaton dalet. It is a machlokes rishonim. It is a machlokes achronim. The shach quotes a whole bunch of rishonim. The rishonim are really on most of the rishonim are on one side here. The Tosos and the Mordechai, most of the Bali Tosos, and the Bach. So here we have who says one in the Rishonim. You have the Tosfos and most days of the Mordechai. Here you have Rabbeinu Yosef. And in the Achronim, you have the Bach who says only one day. And the Bach and the Taz say one day, the Marshal, the Mas Binyamin, and the Drisha say seven. So here we have who says one day, the Bach and the Taz. Here we have the Marshal, the Mas Binyamin, and the Drisha. The Shach is not so clear, but the Shach doesn't explicitly say explicitly say, but it sounds like he's leaning towards the Marshal, and in the Kudus HaKesef it also sounds like he's leaning towards the Marshal. So It sounds like the Shach is also on the side of 7 days. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Brura in Tavkuf Memches. Remember I said this is also Mishnah Brura Tavkuf Memches, quoted the Magen Avraham there. Paskins, 1 day. So the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Memches and the Mishnah Brura. You want to know which Sivkatan in Mishnah Brura is? It is the Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Dalid. All the way at the beginning of the Magen Avraham Sivkatan Aleph. Paskin 1 day. The main Shri Minhag Olam is 1 day. The Gesher Chaim says the main Shri Minhag Olam, like the Mishnah Brura, is 1 day. So we don't, if we do funny math, if you already started, if you already broke Shiva. But if it didn't break Shiva yet, we don't do the funny math counting Shloshim. Okay, as far as these are very, very, very hard to figure out all the different ways. But but that's our minhag.
Are we saying all of Chol HaMoed counts as 1 day, or each day of Chol HaMoed would count as 1 day?
Each day counts as 1 day. And Shemini Atzeres counts as 1 day.
Okay.
What about Pesach?
However many days counts.
Okay.
Meaning if it was before Pesach, then obviously Pesach counts as 7 days, because it's 7 days. But if it's on Chol HaMoed Pesach, then just however many days there are. So basically, there's no funny math. You just count days just the normal way anyone would count days.
Again, what's the tzad to count it as 7 days?
The tzad to count it as 7 is that there's a rule. Shemini Atzeres always counts as 7. Right? Because Shemini Atzeres is like, since it's such a chush of experience of a regel, it counts as if it's a 7 days. You know, you've lived 7 days when you live the regel. The harder is the way we paskin. Is like, why does it sometimes count as 7 days and sometimes not count as 7 days is, you know, the way we paskin is the harder svara. You know, why, if Shiva was broken and you're counting Shloshim, Shemini Atzeres counts as 7 days. But if Shiva wasn't broken and you're counting Shloshim, Shemini Atzeres doesn't count as 7 days.
In the first case where, let's say, the mace died before, you started Shiva before, a person starts Shiva before Sukkot, so then does Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres each count as a regal?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a total of, meaning that's...
Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres counts as 14. And Shiva is 7, so they've already been Yotzei 21 out of Shloshim. Okay, we'll get to that. It's funny math. It's even funnier than you're saying right now. Okay, here's the one thing we have to deal with is, let's say there's a burial on Chol HaMoed, right? Let's say you have Kvura B'Chol HaMoed, then let's say you have here Regel. Day 1, 2, 3, 4 is the Regel, and... Achar HaRegel is day 5, 6, and 7, right? So I guess you buried on the fourth day of Sukkot, of Pesach, or the fifth day of Sukkot, right? So, you know, you count part of Shiva, you count, and then Achar HaRegel is 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, what's the din of these different days? So this is, I haven't seen an eraser. Oh, this is fine. Right? Right? Don't tell the Jewish week. They'll say, why are you shifting to the right and erasing pictures of women? These count towards Shiva. And these are Noheg Devarim Shebetzino. What's the Chiddush Shulchan Aruch? That in some ways, the Shiva lightens after this point. There are two kulas after this point. Noi Dvarim Shivatzina, V'Rabim Oskim L'Nachamo. Right? What are the... It's a bit strange. We don't say, since he kept Dvarim Shivatzina for those first 4 days, he only has to keep another 3 days of Dvarim Shivatzina. Right? We don't say, Tashra Mita, you refrained 4 days, only another 3 days. No, another 7 days. But there are two things which are not from the Ikrakim of Shiva, where we're Mekel, since he already had 7 days, we're Mekel on these last days. What are the two differences? Two special rules. One, Ein Rabim Oskim Imo. Aval Marim Lo Panim. The Rabbim, we're not Machiach the Rabbim. We're not Matriarch the Rabbah more than 7 days. Just because this guy had bad luck in his calendar, we're not Matriarch the Rabbah more than 7 days. They're not Oskim Molinachamo after 7 days. Rather, they're just Marin Lopunim. Exactly what that means is very unclear. Marin Lopunim seems clearly to mean visit him. Show their face, right? So, if they're visiting him, what are they not doing? Right? So, if you look in the Beis Yosef, close to Rishonim, they don't do various rituals that we don't have anymore. They don't do a special brachos, and brachos in the Rechava, and special things they used to say that are found in the Gemara. And, maybe they don't do real nichum. The poskim say, nowadays we don't have real nichum. So it's not clear. Some sort of real nichum that we don't have, which may or may not be mentioned in the Gemara, is what they don't do anymore. How about hamakom yinachim eschem? So I saw in the modern day Svarim, they're not sure, but they say the minhag is to say hamakom yinachim eschem. In which case, lemaisa, this doesn't mean anything for us. The rabbim come, they sit, they say hamakom yinachim eschem, they just don't do things they used to do that no one does anyway. So lemaisa, it's not a nafkamina for us. No nafkamina for us. Okay, maybe if someday the minhag changes and people start doing all these ancient things, then there'll be nafkamina. There's no nafkamina for us. Okay, the second, so that's a little disappointing. The second is malacha al yidei achirim, right? Is that achirim can do his work and even the avadim shvachos betoch beis. So, right? Melachto nases al yidei achirim ve'avadav v'shevchosav v'tzina betoch beis. Right? Other people, meaning both of these two kulas, or changes, are for other people. He does the same thing 7 days everyone else does for Shiva. But other people are potter from being menachem him, which we don't do anyway, and other people can do his work. Okay, it's, you have to figure out what's the svara, like why Davka should we make it that other people can do his work and he can't? Seemingly, for other people, they treat his, you know, his Shiva ends after 7 days, it's only for himself, he has to keep it later, and even the other people doing his work, or you could just say it's a kula. They didn't want to be vatel from work for that long, because work is very necessary. So they were mekel, but lemaisa, they were mekel, melach l'nasa de'achirim, and avdu shchosub tzenim sof beiso. Okay.
Does that mean like doing, like running his business, or like doing his chores, sort of thing?
No, I think either way. Even the business. Like, beiso, beiso, it's betzina. It didn't say outside of beiso, it had to be betzina. Mm-hmm. Right? So they could open a store. 3 days after Yontif, 4 days after Yontif. Okay, there are mothers in something in which no one really properly understands the svar of. Rabbi Akiva Eger tries, but what he says is, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it actually can't be the right pshat in the Ramah. Not that he knows what the right pshat is. The Ramah added in here, V'chom alacha muteris lasos lo b'moy b'davar ha'aveg motor lasos ba'atzmo. V'im ein davar aveg nasa li de'achirim v'vateim v'abdim shechos v'osim tzinab soch beiso. Here he's clearly talking about, Rabbi Akiva Eger tries a little to deny this, these days, says the Ramah, what the Ramah Mechadesh, that Dover Ha'aved Nase Al Yidei Atzmo, the Dover She'eno Aved, obviously the Dover She'eno Aved don't make money. That's also in Chol HaMoed for everyone. We mean things that are Mutra in Chol HaMoed, Al Yidei Achirim, and the Vada V'Shevchasav, the Chulei V'Sofbi. So he has two kulas, meaning he's Mekel on both sides in Malacha. In the first 4 days of Yontif, obviously on the Chol HaMoed days, not on the Yontif day, he's Mekel that he can do Davar Avi by himself, and that other people can do his work. Everyone has a lot of trouble figuring this out. Why do you have this Kula? Dafka, if you have Kulas in the last 4 days, because you didn't have Kulas in the first 4 days, you shouldn't have Kulas on both ends. So, the Bedochak, or Akiva Eger says, he didn't really mean a Kula. He meant he does Davar Avi himself, because for other people it's Chol HaMoed, and why be Matriach them on Chol HaMoed? So it's as if they don't want to do it for him. Because, like, why much riach them on Chol HaMoed for if it's not necessary? And the Ramah didn't really mean this. He really was not talking about the She'eno Aveid now. He was talking about those days, which is a little dachuk. Lemaik said this is very tzarech iyun. He gets from Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham seems to say it when he says it. The svara is tzarech iyun. Tzarech iyun. The svara, it really doesn't make any sense. Adrabba, we should dafka not be making malacha those first 4 days.
Is that the whole thing or just the second part?
Like, even the first part is that, what's this far? A davar avid is always mutter and avelus. Just usually you tell other people to do it, but the other people are a cholomoid. Why should they be mechal cholomoid for him? Which is, okay, it's, I mean, really, we don't normally say that. Why be mechal cholomoid to save another Jew from losing money? We say it's a mitzvah to save another Jew. So, this whole thing is sarach iyon. No one really has a great shot in the Ramah. You know, a lot of Achronim like to say words that try to explain it, but they're not necessarily. I haven't found a real explanation, so I'll have to leave that with Sir Ian for now. You know, we don't have time to be mayan in things that the great Achronim were not able to figure out shot in. So let's continue. Now we have one other kula. Yantif Sheni counts as the first day of Shiva. Since it's only midrabanan, olami aminin umonu me'achron shishiyom milvad. This is a tremendous special kula of Yantif Sheni. We Israelis don't have this kula. Yantif Sheni, there's no, he doesn't practice farhesya on Yantif Sheni. But it counts as a day of Shiva. Why? Because midaraisa, it's not Yantif. So like you're makel both ways. You treated it, you count it as if it was chol and you're mezabel, but you're not actually mezabel in Yantif Sheni. So that's a special kula of Yantif Sheni. Yantif Sheni Shalgolios. You act the same as Yantif Rishon, but it counts towards Shiva, which means that anyone who who buries on Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, which I mean happens a lot, people die. They don't have permission when it's convenient to die. Right? So they really can keep Shiva after Yantif, they really only keep 6 days. Because they don't do anything for Shiva on Yantif Sheni. But yet, they count it as the first day. Why? Because if not for the Gzer of Yantif Sheni, it would have been Chol. So it's a special kula. The big machlokas achronim here is, what about Yantif Sheni? First of all, not everyone agrees to this. The Taz later on in our sermon quotes the Re'ah, who says, maybe we should not count it if it wasn't the first day. Okay, but leaving that. How about Yantif Sheni Rosh Hashanah? You see how that's a little trickier, right? It's not only Golias. Everyone keeps the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and it's Yom Arichta, it's more Chomer. So maybe the second day of Rosh Hashanah can't count as Avelos. That's not really a Yom Chol, which the Chutznikim have this minhag. No, Yantif Sheni is really Yom Arichta. So how about Rosh Hashanah? Yantif Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah. So here we have three opinions. The Shach deals with it here in the Taz much later. The Shach here quotes in the Bach that it still counts. It still counts, because nonetheless, it's still midoraisa. So, counts.
It's not midoraisa.
It's still only midrabanan, I meant. It's still only midrabanan. I understand it's Yom HaRichter, it's all these chomers, etc. But it's still only midrabanan. It's not really Rosh Hashanah. Midrabanan, it's more serious, but it's still not midoraisa Yom Chol. Okay, that's what the Shach says here. The Taz, later in the Siman, in Sifkatan, Zion quotes from the Maharil that it doesn't count. Maharil. And the Taz himself says, what did the Maharil mean? He meant it doesn't count if you buried the first day. But if you bury that day, it counts. Okay, so says the... if it's the Yom Kvura, it counts. If not, not. You understand, this is not so. Taz Bidas Maharil. That's how he interpreted Maharil. Maharil didn't say anything about that. You understand, this is not so Negel Maisa for us anyway, now that we don't bury on Yantav Rishon or Yantav Sheni. So how would it ever come up? You know, that you want to know whether you counted as Shiva. If you buried, you wouldn't bury on that day, you wouldn't bury the first day, and if you buried Erev Yantav, you would give yourself 3 minutes to sit on the floor and be Yotze Shiva. Right? But, theoretically, okay, how do we paskin the Pesche Tshuva here in Sifkatan Hey, quotes of Machlokes, the Radvaz and the Masas Binyamin hold like the Bach. And he quoted that there were many who held like the Taz. The Perach Matei Aaron of Rav Michael HaKohen held like the Taz. And Lamaisa says the Mishnah Brura in Perach Matei Aaron. I'm not sure who all these people are. Rabbi Michael HaKohen, I apologize. Lemaisa says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Ches, like the Shach, we paskin the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It counts, not that it would really come up much nowadays, because There's no Chol HaMoed to bury on him. We don't bury in Yom Tov, so it'd be very rare.
But what about...
Because if you started beforehand, Shiva would have been broken, okay. Right? And you wouldn't start counting on Rosh Hashanah because we don't bury on Rosh Hashanah. So the answer is, it would only come up in these weird communities where they still have the old-fashioned minhag to bury on Yom Tov, against the mainstream minhag, or if someone heard their relative died, a shmua on Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, also, the conversation we were having last year was more theoretical. If a person didn't start, if you buried before Yom Tov, then he's...
Yeah, but that never happens.
Never happened.
Yeah. You never know. It could. Okay. It's just
so
like...
In theory, this would be...
Correct. In theory, this would be enough gamina. Correct. Okay. Halach l'maisa, but the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is clear, and that's most achronim. Let's go on to Siv Gimel. Im kavar esmeis shivas yom kodem regel b'navim zera shiva, haregel b'navim zera shloshim. Okay, here's a third case. If finished Shiva before the regel, then the regel is mevatel shloshim, and there's nothing else to talk about. Avilus is over, except for Yud Beis Chodesh. But regel doesn't affect Yud Beis Chodesh, as we learned many times. So there he says mevatel min exer shloshim afilu chol shvi ve'erev regel de mixa yom kula ve'ol lekan lekan. Even if the seventh day was erev yontif, it could be two mixa yoms in the same day. The beginning is mixa yom kakula of Shiva. And the middle of the day is mixed yom kikulo of shloshim. So seventh day could count as the seventh day of Shiva and the first day of shloshim, and then shloshim is in spatul. Mutter chabz luchos slapper be'er regel, and then he's mutter, do everything that's normally also during shloshim, even though for Sfardim, not all these things are also during shloshim, but the sephoris is also during shloshim, gehutz is also during shloshim, so he'd be mutter, do all these things. When is he mutter, do all these things, if the regel is batul shloshim? So the answer is, there were some rishonim who held yet to wait for the regel, for rechitza. Everyone agrees, the regel is batul shloshim, not just on the regel, to prepare for the regel. Meaning, the simcha is a regel batul shloshim, even to be mechabited, to be prepared. So everyone agrees you can get a haircut before Yom Tov. Because once Yom Tov starts, it's one of the 39 malachas to get a haircut. Everyone agrees, if you need to wash your clothes and iron them, you can do it before Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So machlok shon about bathing. After all, you're allowed to bathe on Yom Tov. Especially Sfardim are much more makel. But we paskin know. Yontif is docha shloshim, giving you time to prepare for Yontif, so that when Yontif starts, you'll be 100% Yontif tech. And therefore, you can do everything before Yontif, and how much before Yontif says, Ramah Samach Lachashecha, right before Yontif, not all day long, only the time you need to prepare for Yontif. Now we have a fundamental, very lundish machlokas, uva Erev Pesach. What about Erev Pesach? Motor b'chol achar chatzos. It's motor and everything after chatzos. Chatzos of Erev Pesach is mevatel shloshim. The high news van shchitz pesach ve'elach. What is chatzos from the time you shechted the pesach and on? Ve'adiv shigalech kodem chatzos hol v'achir masrin legalech achar chatzos. But it's actually better to get the haircut before chatzos because taka for most people is also to get a haircut after chatzos, right? We know every year, right? We Chazon Shavura says you should get your haircut and shave before chatzos and erev pesach because there's an esa malacha erev pesach after chatzos. Okay, l'chachila certainly. So the Shach gets into exactly what he means, but what he means is pretty clear. It's better to get your haircut before Chatzos, because there's an Issa Malacha after Chatzos. Here we have a big machlokas. The Ramah assumes here that Chatzos on Erev Pesach cancels Avelus. The Shach says that's the most ridiculous thing he ever heard in his entire life. He says, that's not what the Mari Mintz meant. Mari Mintz just meant you have to get your haircut early because the barbershop's closed at Chatzos. So like, all the Mari Mintz meant, then no, only Pesach cancels Shloshim. You're just allowed to get your haircut at 11:30 a.m. because it's the last chance, then the barbershop closes, and then you're stuck. Because the Isser Malach. That's what he meant.
To what?
It's not that Avelis is canceled at Chatzos. Avelis didn't cancel till nightfall. It's just a special rule to get your hair cut early before the barbershop closes.
But, and it's clearly not what the Ramah is saying.
Right? No. That's the Ramah. He says the Ramah misunderstood the Ramah.
Oh, okay.
Right. So basically, the Machlok is Shach and Ramah. The Shach holds only Pesach is Mevatel Shloshim. And the Ramah holds even Chatzos is Mevatel Shloshim. Why would the Ramah hold that Chatzos is Mevatel Shloshim? If you look in the Gra here, the Gra gives the obvious Svara, and the Gra gives the obvious Svara, and says, because It says, Eilam Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Etugosam Moadam V'chodesh HaRishon P'arbar Asal HaChodesh Bein HaRabayim Pesach LaHashem. Right? This man Shkizah Pesach is one of the Moadim. It's listed in the Moadim, Parshas Emor. So the Gra says that Erev Pesach afternoon, since it's Zman Shkizah Pesach, counts as a Moed, and that's why it's Mevatel Avelos. Okay, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Laman Aleph, Paskins, like the Ramah, against the Shach, that Erev, that Chatzos is Mevatel Avelos. And that is the Minig is Lahaka, the way that Chatzos is Mevatel Avelos on Erev Pesach. Mevatel Shloshim on Erev Pesach. Or Shiva on Erev Pesach. That's a very important, okay, it's a very important lumdish for understanding Erev Pesach, right? Is Erev Pesach afternoon a Moed or is it not? Seems to be a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. Continuing. Next case. V'chein imchol shmini b'shabbos erev regel, motel chabbos v'lirchot v'losaper b'erev shabbos, really, the next few Se'ifim are really all logical. What does he say? If the seventh day was Friday and the eighth day was Shabbos Erev Yontif, then Yontif, which is coming on the ninth day, breaks Shloshim, but it breaks Shloshim giving you enough time to prepare. When is enough time to prepare? Enough time to prepare is... enough time to prepare is on Erev Shabbos, because you're not going to get a haircut to do these other things on Shabbos, so therefore it's mutter to do these things on Erev Shabbos, and if you didn't do them, then it's already broken, and you're supposed to do them after Yontif, but it's not mutter to do them on Chol HaMoed, because since you could have done it before Yontif, there's no hetter to be mechalel Chol HaMoed. Very logical. V'im chol shvi shalo b'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. What if, a more complicated case, the seventh day is Shabbos Erev Yontif? Now it means Yontif break Shloshim. Yontif was already on the eighth day. But in this case, can Yontif break Shloshim go back enough time to prepare an Erev Shabbos? It's a little tricky. Yontif normally breaks Shloshim and goes back and gives you enough time to prepare. But over here, it's still during Shiva. It's still day six when there's time to prepare. So can Yontif break Shloshim and let you break Shloshim even during Shiva? So the answer is no. Right? Also, Galeach Be'er of Shabbos, or Mosh Galeach Hacher Regel. It's also before Shabbos because it's still during Shiva. And Yontif can't break Shloshim when it's still during Shiva. But therefore, Yontif breaks Shloshim when it comes, it's mutter to get a haircut after Yontif, Chim Chol HaMoed, and it's even mutter in this case to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? Kamish Lo Yachal Galeachot of a Regel. We all remember from Moed Katan, the only people that get a haircut on Chol HaMoed are people who couldn't get a haircut before Yontif, and this guy couldn't get a haircut before Yontif. So he's mutter on Chol HaMoed. That's a different Chol HaMoed, nothing to do with Dine Avelos. Okay, all of this is very logical. The one big machlokus is, what about a case where Yontif broke Shloshim early? What's the case when Yontif breaks Shloshim early? Again, what are the three scenarios? One scenario is that here is day 7, day 8, day 9, day 6. Scenario 1 is where here is Yontif, and here is Chol. Then, right, it breaks Erev Yontif to give you time to shave. Second scenario is where here was Chol, and here was Shabbos, and here was Yontif. Yontif goes back to day 7 before Shabbos gives you time. Third scenario is where here was Shabbos, and here was Yontif. Yontif can't go back to day 6 and give you time to shave, because it's still in the middle of Shiva. Right? So, Yontif cannot go back. Okay. Now, the Achronim are discussing, even though it's funny, some of the Achronim discuss different cases, but it seems the Pashup shot is they're discussing this case. In this case, Yontif went back on Erev Shabbos and broke Shloshim. The question is, broke Shloshim legamrei, or only as necessary? Right? What about on this day, it's a funny day. It's still during Shloshim, because Yontif hasn't come, but Yontif broke Shloshim before Shabbos because of the necessity of haircuts. So on this day, does he keep Shloshim or not? Right? That's unclear. Because you could say Shloshim was broken or no. Shloshim was broken as necessary. So that's the discussion of the Achronim. What about, can he go back to Sivan Shul? Say it's a different relative, only 30 days. Or can he wear Shabbos clothes in the old days when they didn't wear Shabbos clothes during Shloshim before the Grah? Right? So he quotes a big machlokas about this. Some people say we break Shloshim, some people say we don't. In the end he says, well, for an actual din, we wouldn't break Shloshim. Like a new ironed clothing, that we wouldn't allow. But for everything else is a minhag. The places, and for a minhag, we would break Shloshim. And for washing, that's a minhag. So for we break minhagim and not the dinim. Halacha l'maisa says the Aruch HaShulchan, one could be makel on the minhagim of Shloshim in those days, even though it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan he wouldn't be makel on the dinim. So halacha l'maisa, right? L'maisa, keep dinim, but not minhagim. Okay, that would be a little l'maisa.
But the dinim we break anyway for the tzar.
As necessary, but not if it's not necessary. Like, for example, wearing a new iron shirt on Shabbos. That's not necessary to Mechaved Yontif, right? It might be necessary to iron it before Shabbos to have it for Yontif, but it's not necessary to wear it Saturday morning, right? So if it's not necessary for Yontif, can you still break Shloshim? That's the machlokas. Okay.
And we're only talking about the Shabbos where the Yontif breaks early, because once Yontif comes, then it's totally broken for sure.
Correct. Okay. Dalad hunter regel vatal gzer shloshim shar mesa of imo sha asra shiger b'chaver filo pogu b'regel achor lamed yomein and vatal. We already learned this a million times, right? When you need to wait for yiger b'chaverov, a regel doesn't take away that iser. Hey, imchol echad meal veil chutzve shiver erev a regel, meaning if days 1 through 6 is on erev Yontif, so Yontif breaks shiva and doesn't break shloshim. Then what's the din? Mutzal chabes, he's allowed to wash. Remember, because washing is mutzal during shloshim, so only also during shiva. The loyal shenu on light, he shouldn't put it on till yontif broke shiva. But obviously, he has to wash in advance as necessary because you're not allowed to do hundred and yontif. It's one of the avos malacha. The tolly zarv mechabes at achor associated nikkur shem they regular mechabes, and it's proper to wait to do laundry till the afternoon so that it'll be clear to everyone you're only doing it because yontif is breaking shiva and you're not stam violating hilchos avelos. Of a lirchotz asar zalaila. Ah, how about rechitza? This is the what I mentioned earlier. Really, I meant to mention here. How about bathing? After all, you could say it's not necessary to be docha bathing beforehand because you're allowed to bathe on Yontif, certainly according to Sfaradim, and even according to Ashkenazim, and there's ways to do it. But some people say, since bathing is much on Yontif, wait for when Yontif to come and then take a shower. And others say, no, you want to come into Yontif clean, so you're allowed to take a shower before Yontif. And as the Ramah v'chei noagim, Minhag Ashkenaz is very clear that when Yontif breaks Shiva, it is mutter to bathe before Yontif. Okay, after Mincha, Samach Lecha, Sheikha the Mishabur says, Davke after Mincha. You have to really show that it's almost Yontif. So you'd have to daven Mincha early. But you'd have this heter. Here the Shach asks a Kasha. Here we have a big machlokas in this case. What's the big machlokas in this case? Yontif broke Shiva, but it's still Shloshim. So therefore, if Yontif broke Shiva, Rechitza is mutter. So when do you do Rechitza? Two opinions. And we paskin after Mincha, Samach Lecha Sheikha. Hold on, Ashkenazim, remember, Ashkenazim didn't bathe for all of Shloshim. So who cares that Yontif broke Shiva? They still can't bathe because it's still Shloshim. So that's the Kasha. How can the Ramah say V'chei Noagin? Don't Ashkenazim keep the Isra Rechitza for all Shloshim, out Minag Ashkenaz? And Taka, the Raman or Chayim, actually said to be Machbar on it. So it's a Stira. So Lemaisa, say the Shach and Taz here, no. Really, he meant what he says in Yoredeah. He was just speaking theoretically in Archaim. Why? Even though Minhag Ashkenaz is to Asa Rechitza for Ol Shloshim, for Kavod Yontif, we're not Noheg. The Minhag Ashkenaz is overridden by Kavod Yontif. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Elio Rav and the Chua Shchein, who were Machmer and just did not take the Ramah here seriously, said the Ramah here is Lav Davka. So this is a big Machlokas, fascinating Machlokas. What about Rechitza? Achar Zayin. Achar Zayin means not literally Achar Zayin, but when Zayin was broken, right? Toch Lamed L'Kavod Yontif L'Fi Minhag Ashkenaz. So that is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, same mutter, and their proof is the Ramah here, versus the Elio Rabba and the Chuos Chain, who say Aser, and they say the Ramah here is Lav Davka, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Forgotten Mem Beis. He quotes machlokes, but he says the minhag is to be mekel. Okay. The Mishnah Brews would cut them in base as the minigus to be makel. In any case, nowadays we need to wash more than they did in the old days anyway. So if that was the minig in Europe, that's good enough for us. So the minigus to be makel in such a case. Okay, now we get to funny math. Everyone ready for funny math? Yes.
They mentioned rationalism is more problematic to days on Yontif, but there might be ways. What is that?
Meaning Altachos Yontif, Sfardim hold that you can bathe, that you can't go to a hot bathhouse on Yontif, which we don't really have nowadays anyway, but you can bathe at home in hot water on Yontif. Ashkenazim holds you're not allowed to bathe or shower in hot water on Yontif.
Why not?
Because the gzeira of the balonim, because the gzeira that in the old days they used to make fires and cook for this, which is not allowed.
Even on Yontif?
Yes, even on Yontif. At least was not allowed in the old days because it wasn't Shabbat Chol Nefesh. Without getting into the diatribe about nowadays, the machlokas about nowadays, but even Ashkenazim admit that it's okay either to use lukewarm water, post-shrim, or to do aver, do part of your body at a time. So therefore, there's ways even Ashkenazim can do it. Okay, the question is, can Ashkenazim even cook water to do it, or only use previously cooked water? Is a big machlokas, which becomes a very philosophical machlokas, as to whether you assume that we're the same as 2,000 years ago, or that times have changed. Right? So if we're the same as 2,000 years ago, then bathing is not, regular bathing is not shavu'ah chol nefesh, and is not allowed on Yontif, to cook, does not matter cooking on Yontif. If you assume that we live nowadays, then nowadays is different than the old days. Everyone bathes and showers every couple days. And therefore, okay, but we're not getting into that now. If I gave you a list of poskim, you actually could tell just by the general hashkafa what they say about this, and you'd guess right. Now let's do all the funny math. Ready? Vav Roshanim Yom Kippur Chashum Golim Vatal Veilos. Roshanim Yom Kippur count as regalim for these purposes. Okay, this is very important in general. So machlokes tanaim, very important for Roshanim Yom Kippur lamdas. Right? Is Roshanim Yom Kippur days of simcha or not? So here it seems to imply that they are. Right? And this is a big machlokes in many areas of halacha. We'll learn that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's Hashem. Zayin nag sha'achas le'pesach osa shachas shuva kezayin v'chesim e'pesach re'tesvav mashal le'yam tesvav achir. Here, there's two funny maths. By Pesach, there's no funny math that Pesach counts as 7 days, because it actually is 7 days. The funny math is that Shiva counts as 7 days, even if Shiva was only 1 minute. So if someone buried their relative 10 minutes before Pesach, that 10 minutes counts as 7 days of Shiva. That 10 minutes counts as 7 days of Shiva, even though we're mekel to say Erev Pesach afternoon after Chatzos is Mevatel Shiva, we're also mekel to say you can be Mekayim Shiva then. So basically 10 minutes before Pesach starts, he sits on the ground once, and that counts as Shiva, that counts as 7 days, Pesach counts another 8 days in Chutz Laretz, that's 15, and then he only has 15 days more of Shloshim. Ches shach le atzeres chashuva k'shiva atzeres kevin shim lohik v'karbonas atzeres v'atzeres yesh l'shulman kol shiva chasuk k'shiva harei yudalru mashalim tezayin achirim v'yom sheni shal atzeres ol minyan tezayin. Okay, if let's say someone buried a minute before Shavuos, that minute, since he's yotzei shiva, counts as 7 days. Shavuos counts as 7 days because remember we just didn't say tachlin, right? You can bring karbonas for 7 days on Shavuos. The achronim point out even without tzar it would count as 7 days. Every yontif counts as 7 days. But Shavuos certainly counts as 7 days because it has Tashlumin for 7 days. So therefore, by the time Shavuos ends, he was already yotzei 14 days of Shloshim, even though it's only been 25 hours. Yontif, and therefore he has 16 days left. And if he's in Chutz Laretz, Yontif Sheni Shavuos counts as one of those 16 days. He only has 15 days left. Sha'achle or Shana, what if he buried 1 day before Shana? Then you don't need funny math. You could do the funny math, you just don't need to, because I don't have Gemina. Because Balamin Xer Shiv and they were Shana, Xer Shloshim, Vatamin Yom Kippur. Right? Because Roshan is Mavatal Shiva, and then you don't need any funny math, because either way, Yom Kippur is going to come 9 days later, whether you like it or not. And Mavatal Shloshim, Megalech Erev Yom Kippur, and he can get a haircut if it's not for a parent on Erev Yom Kippur. Vod in the Korb Mesir Shloshim Tishrei, Megalech Erev Yom Kippur. And even if he buried on Gimel Tishrei, he would also be Mavatal Shloshim Yom Kippur, because then there would be 7 days before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur would be the 8th day, and we Mavatal Shloshim. Sha'ach thing, okay, Purim, Batlim, Menach, Zeris, Shivim thing, okay, Purim, Zeris, Lamed, Batlim, Menach, Chag, Megal, Chag. If he buries right before Yom Kippur cancels Shiva, and you don't need any funny math, because 5 days later, Sukkot is going to come, and Mevatal Shloshim. Sha'ach thing, Chag, what if it was 1 minute before Sukkot? Ve'ha Chag, Re'yu, Dalit. The 1 minute counts as Shiva, so that counts as 7 days. Sukkot counts as 7 days. Shmini Atzer Shiva. Shmini Atzer counts as its own 7 days because it's a regular Pnei Atzvo. Harei Chaf Aleph, he was already Yotzei 21 days. V'yantiv Sheni, if he lives in Chutzar, shall Shmini Atzer Shiva. And Yantiv Sheni counts as the 22nd day. Harei Chaf Beis, Umashalei Chesachir, he only has 8 days left of Shloshim. So even though it's only been 9 days and an hour since the Kvura, he only has 8 days left of Shloshim because of the funny math.
Does this also affect the way we count Yud Beis Chodesh, or does that...
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
What's the conceptual understanding here?
It's a great question. The conceptual understanding seems to be, A, that we're very nakel and avelus, and B, that certain experiences count as longer than they are because of the intensity of the experience. So if someone sat Shiva, even if it's only for 1 minute, that experience is 7 days. And if someone had a regal, even if it's only 1 day, that experience is 7 days. So it's a concentrated experience.
But he's not doing, he's not doing any.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's as if 7 days passed because someone, you don't have people, one guy, nothing happened to him in the last week and he feels like it's been a week. The other day, so much happened, he feels like last week was a year ago. Right? That's happened to us, no? So maybe that's what's going on here. After a regular, you feel like it's been a long time since beforehand. So a lot of time has passed.
But
a lot of time has passed. I mean, he was knowing Shloshim, right? Bitzina. But it's just that a lot of time has passed. That's what I think is this far. Okay, Yud Beis Hakoros Meisur Shach LeRegel Oso Shav LeRegel Chashuvim Ki Yud Dalid Umiyarach Regel Yeshlin Shuah Shlishi Then Shiosim Komein Medaver. This math, funny math, also works for weeks. So if someone buries and then a regel, the shiva, however long you set, if shiva counts the week, regel counts the week, and now he's in the third week, regarding these things that we don't practice anymore of the first, second, third, and fourth weeks. Yud Gimel Bemkomo Shoso Shnei Yontif Mi Shemeis Lo Meis. What if someone had the Misa Ukvura on Yontav Sheni of Golios? Either 8th day of Pesach, 9th day of Sukkot, or 2nd day of Shavuos. Noibo Avelos. Ah, the Avelos overrides Yontav Sheni. Why? Hold Yontav Sheni Midivrein, because Yontav Sheni is only Rabbanan, Vavelos Yom Rishon, Shiyom Misa Ukvura Shal Torah. And remember, according to Sfardim, if the first day is the day of Misa, and they buried on the day of Misa, like the old days when they buried Yontav Sheni, then that's a Dioraisa. So Doraisa Yidcha Asay Shal Devarim Yidcha Asay Shal Devarim Asay Shal Torah. Even though normally they say the Rabbim of Yontif beats they say the Yachad of Avelos. That's when they're both Darabanan or they're both Doraisa. But over here the Avelos is Doraisa because according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim Yontif first day of Misa and Kfur is Doraisa and Yontif is only Darabanan. So then they mamish that Shiva and Yontif Sheni and Machal Yontif Sheni. I don't mean they do malacha, but they mamish sit shiva, and I'm rechal the simcha of Yontav Sheni. Now, you should know, if you look in the Rishonim, it's not so pashut. Some Rishonim say, even if it's Doraisa, it shouldn't be nidcha, even if it's Rabbanan, even if it's Doraisa, it should, even if it's Rabbanan, it shouldn't. We're not going to get into that now. By the time you get the Mechaber and Ma, it seems to just depend on the Doraisa factor. It says, the Mechaber, Yom Rishon Shel Veil Doraisa, that was what he spent the whole simon telling us in the previous simon. And what's the only nafgamina? The only nafgamina of that is that if it's Yontav Sheni, then it's Dochi Yontav Sheni, and Imamish sits on the floor and takes off his shoes and sits Shiva. Aval Amesi Yontav Sheni is Rosh Hashanah v'kavar b'ba yom einu nogav avelos. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Drabanan, avelos not Dochit, why? Shebezi yom kum arachin, because it's a yom arich, that's a very chomer Drabanan, it's such a chomer Drabanan that avelos not Dochit. But medvar mumishiv mason rosh matorah. When is avelos daraisa only on the seven relatives, which the Torah says to be misabel for? Shekom etam lehem. But also sifalein kisvishim shenayin dalin. And also the rabbanon figuring no yaleim avelos shom yomtiv. Okay, that's only on the daraisa relatives. There are also drabanan relatives, right? Like your half sibling from your mother, from your mother's side. Since those are only drabanan relatives, they're obviously not dochi yontav sheni because it's only drabanan. But even the ones whose avelos is docha yontav sheni, there's still no kriya. It's not docha malacha of kriya. Avelos is docha. But avelos and kriya are two separate mitzvahs. Avelos is kriya is not doraisa. Kriya is only drabanan, so it's not docha. This is all theoretically what the Mechaber Paskin is based on the Sfardic Rishonim. But he says the minhag olam, even by Sfardim, is never to sit shiva. Never to be misabel for Hesya on Yontav Sheni, even for a Doraisa relative. And the Ramah says, you know why there's this minhag olam? Because we're Ashkenazim.
And we hold that Avilos is never Doraisa in the first place. So, of course, it don't happen to be Docha. This was silver in Kedasa Omerim, she ain't show Avilos Doraisa, v'chinim in Pashalim Lashanos. Okay, so theoretically, there's a tremendous machlokes machaber Ramah. Here, the machaber holds, like the Rambam and the Rif, Avilos Yom Misuk Furs Doraisa. So, it overrides Yom Tov Sheni. And the Ramah says, no, Avilos only Drabon, it never overrides Yom Tov Sheni. Lamais, they both agree the Minig Olam is like the Ashkenazim. But it's not so crazy. The Rush points out there are those who say even if Yom Tov Rishon is Doraisa, even if Yom Misuk Kvur is Doraisa, maybe it's still not Dochi Yom Tov. Even for if it's Doraisa, it might not be Dochi Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because maybe a mitzvah Darabanan of the Rabbim is more important than a mitzvah Doraisa of the Yachid. Okay, this depends on your Shkafas Olam, right? Clearly, the Rabbim beat the Yachid, all else being equal. The Rabbim are only doing Darabanan things. The Yachid's doing something Doraisa. So okay, so. One Hashgafas Olam is, okay, Doraisa is more important. Who cares about the Rabbim? But it could be the Minig Olam. For Sfarda, it might be. No, even so, the Rabbim are more important. Even though they're doing only a mere Durabanan, the Rabbim always win. Okay. The Se'if Yudalid, Meshla Meshmer of Yontif, is Yarish Shema, Lo Yaspik, Lo Kovr B'od Yom. What if someone's relative died on Erev Yontif? They might not have time to finish the Kvura while it's still daylight. So what are they going to do? They can't be Mechal Yontif, right? What if they're in the middle of burying and all of a sudden the sun sets? Then they can't dig dirt anymore and they're stuck. So what do? They give him to Goyim, because remember, in the old days, Minhag, Al Pistrik Din, you could do a Mir La'akim to bury in Yontif. Not on Shabbos, but on Yontif. Once the Goyim take him out of the city and disappear from the sight of the Krovim, meaning they're out of eyesight. Cholala avails, the avail starts. That's called masru lakatafim, right? Once you give them over to someone to bury and you're done and you turn around, then avail starts. V'mushach to the regal, and if that's still a minute before the regal, v'nagba avails, and they still do a quick mice avail sitting on the floor for 1 second or taking off their shoes 1 second, but lagzir shiva afishin for yantav. Even though the kfur is not till yantav, it doesn't matter. It doesn't depend on kfur. It depends on, right, as Rabba said to the mechuzza, when you see him leave the gate and turn around, that's when Avila starts, and if they keep her for 1 minute, the regal Mavatal Shiva. Nowadays we don't do this because we don't bury through Goyim. We just put them in a refrigerated morgue. But theoretically, if there was a situation we did, this would apply.
General question about this. Let's say someone knows that they want to keep Avila. I mean, do they have to do Mice Avila?
It's a fascinating question. What if someone said, I'd rather keep Avila after Yontif? Do they have to? So the rulers were always making on Avelos. The Rabbanon always pushed them to be Yotzei Avelos. What if someone says he wanted to? I don't think, it never says he's chayiv to be Yotzei his Avelos. But I would not advise someone psychologically to say, oh, let me just wait till after Yontif. Because, like, on the one hand, they might say, I really want to sit Shiva. It's a good psychological experience. But it's a weird psychological experience to first have a whole Yontif of partying and then sit Shiva. So I don't think, I would not recommend it. But halachically, it never says there's any chiyuv. But the minhag is, we always push them to sit. We always minimize avelos. That's the minhag. Let's say someone buried, you know, mamish at the end of the day. We always tell them, okay, take your shoes off right now. So you can be able to 1 day of avelos. And now, the minute later is the second day already. That's the minhag. We always push to minimize avelos. It's not technically chiyuv, but that's the minhag.
And there's a lesson we had before. Like, if you didn't do it, it has, like, oh, hizid. Maybe that makes it sound like it's not a good thing to do. Like,
no, that was talking about someone who mamish, like, violated the halacha. Like, he had 2 days, and he mamish just did whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
That's not talking about right beforehand.
Okay.
That's someone, the guy who buried 3 days before Yontif, but he just wasn't from and didn't keep Avelis. Okay, Simon Tov, Avelis b'Shabbos. Shabbos eino mafzik Avelis v'olumin in Shiva. Right, Shabbos does not cancel Avelis like Yontif. It even counts as one of the days. Sharik Sastin Avelis Nogin Bo. Because after all, some of the dinim are Noig on Shabbos. Right? We keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah on Shabbos. Dainu Dvarim Shabbatzinah. Dvarim Shabbatzinah are kept on Shabbos and it counts as a day. Again, just a chazer. Hold on. So why doesn't Yontif count as a day of Shiva? Because we also keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah? According to the Rambam, you don't keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah on Yontif. Makes sense. According to us, why does Shabbos count as a day of Shiva? Because you keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah. Yontif, remember, you have to start counting Shiva afterwards. You keep the same Dvarim Shabbatzinah. So the Rav's answer is because on Shabbos you're Mesabel Belev and keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah. On Yontif, you keep Dvarim Shabbatzinah, but you're not Mesabel Belev. The other explanation would have to be that just that's the way the Rabbanim were Metakin, that once they're Metakin, that Yontif breaks Shiva, they were also Metakin, it doesn't count, as they wanted to, you know,
They wanted to be consistent. Whatever breaks, they said shouldn't count. And why does Yontif break in on Shabbos? Oh, because Yontif doesn't happen all the time. But that's a very technical explanation. The other technical explanation would be, Shabbos happens all the time, they said it doesn't break Shiva. And then Mela, they let it count. Yontif, which only happens 3 times a year, they said it breaks Shiva, 5 times a year, said it breaks Shiva, and therefore, they didn't make it count. But that's not really such a great explanation.
So Yontif, so going to the Rav, why is there more
Simcha
B'Leiv on Yontif?
Oh, there's only Simcha B'Leiv on Yontif, because Shabbos covered an Oneg. Only on Yontif there's a Chiv Simcha B'Leiv. That's the Shita. Okay. Anyway, what L'maisa, what Yisurim apply on Shabbos? That Shem Tashvish Amita Rechitza. The main Dvarim Shebetzina are Tashvish Amita and washing. Because most of the other things are Befer Hesya. And again, Befer Hesya, we pass in, it doesn't matter if someone's looking or not. It just matters if it's something that, like, even if no one's in his house, even though in the Gemara it's not so clear, but our minig is, even if no one's in his house, he still doesn't sit on the floor. That's the Dvarim Shebefer Hesya, because, like, it's something which people would notice. As opposed to Tashvish Amita, which is always done in private, and Rechitza, which is done in private. Aval Dvarim Shebefer Hesya, but Dvarim Shebefer Hesya, Dainu L'Hasher Atifa, so take off his Atifa Harosh, V'lo Boshman Olav, and to wear shoes, I'm skipping the Ramah for now, V'lizkof Hamita, and to turn the bed upright, Mikfiyasa, from being overturned, so Ligbos Belgit Harua, and not to wear torn clothing, Elamachlifo, switch to good clothing, if he doesn't own another shirt, like in the old days, Master Krolachorv, turn it upside, turn it backwards, so that at least the tear is behind you and it's not so visible. Those are all not practiced on Shabbos, because those are noticeable things. We'll come back to the Ramah. V'tamot Torah v'dvar Shabbatzina, v'tam Torah is a dvar Shabbatzina, and therefore it's the third thing that's knowing on Shabbos, Rechitza, and Tashvish Amita, and Talmud Torah. However, of a Lachzor Parsha, there's a tremendous machlokas about Lachzor Parsha, Mavr Sedra. Set Paskins the Mechaber, Kev and Shechayiv Adel Hashbar Shiosim Etzibar. Good Musser for everyone who's not Makvid on Mavr Sedra, right? Meaning, this is not just like a nice thing that some people do. This is a Chiv Gomer. Since Achiv Gomer, Havikikor is a Shema, it's considered Seder Yom. Remember, there's a heter called Seder Yom. Whatever's Achiv Gomer is part of davening. The Avos allowed to say, right? He says lots of Tehillim every morning, Psukim Zimra. And he says, Lot Psukim with translation in Nuvolat Zion. And he says, he learns Chumash in Kriyashma. Therefore, since Achiv Gomer of the Yom, it is Mutter. It is Mutter. Here, there's a big machlokes achronim. The Maisa, most achronim paskin, and we pass like the Mechaber. The implication is it's only mutter on Shabbos, not on weekdays. Why? Because the Iker Chiyuv is to do it sometime that week. And therefore, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you could wait until Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's a Chiyuv Gomer, because that's the last day of the week. And therefore, it's usher on weekdays and mutter on Shabbos, not because of Kedusha Shabbos, and not because of Farhesya. Just because on the weekdays it's not a Chiyuv Gomer, and on Shabbos it is a Chiyuv Gomer, because that it's only considered a Chiyuv Gomer on the last day. There are those who want to say in the Pesach Tshuva quotes that the Sefer Beis Hillel wanted to say, if he's going to get up from Shiva before Wednesday, then he should wait, because you can still be Mashlim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday the next week. But we don't pass that way. We paskin the cool of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday the next week is B'dievet. The real Chiyuv is to do it by Shabbos. You know, including Shabbos, by the end of Shabbos. Right? Preferably before the lunch on Shabbos.
For lunch?
On Shabbos is preferably when you're supposed to finish Mavr Sedra. That's what it says in Or Chaim. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I almost always succeed at that. I try very hard. Sometimes when I have shir before lunch on Shabbos. and I'm not prepared.
Eating lunch?
Yeah. That's not a Chiyuv Gomer. That's just, you know. But that's what we paskin. So it's interesting. The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or even after Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can be mashlim b'diavad. That's b'diavad. The real Chiyuv is by Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter on Shabbos. What if Shabbos is the seventh day? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's if Shabbos is day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If Shabbos is day 7, there's no heter of Mavr Sedra. Why? Because Mitzvah Yom Kikulu, he could do it Shabbos afternoon. So there's no Heter, if Shabbos day 7, there's no Heter Mavr Sedra Friday night. Because you can wait until Shabbos afternoon. But if Shabbos day 6, then there's a Heter of, so that's what Yeager says, he could do a Shabbos afternoon, or even Shabbos morning after Shacharis. And therefore, There's no heter. But if he would have to wait till Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then he has a heter to do it on Shabbos because it's Chovas Hayom. Okay, good muster for how seriously we should take Mar Besedra.
Is that talking with Rashi? That's just like...
So the Achronim actually debate, is this with Rashi or without? Because, you know, the Ramah says that it's really proper to do with Rashi, or etc. The here we are. 1 second. Here he says, he quotes from the Beis Lechem Yehuda that says if you always do it with Rashi, then it's mutter. But the Lechem Aponim says if you always do it with Rashi, it's mutter. That's Chovas Hayom. The Beis Lechem Aponim. Here it says, I think it's here. Yeah, here it is. It's right here on the side. Why do I need to look in this? Osama Nashim Yishalem Chiyav Gligimor Parshim Pirish Rashi Havi Chovas Hayom Kmo, etc. That's because of Lechem Aponim. Alone nearly. Says he doesn't think so, because really Rashi's not a Chiv Gomer. Some people learn Rashi, some people don't.
Meaning
Unkelus. No, Unkelus, he thinks, is a...
that's what you should do. You mean you have to do a Chumash and Unkelus? Well?
No, I assume he means where people do Unkelus and Rashi. Otherwise, Lechor Rashi's a Chiv Gomer, no?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I assume he means people do with Unkelus and Rashi. Doesn't Mishnah Berurah say that it's better to do with Unkelus and Rashi to be guilty of everything if you want to be super duper from? I think that's what the I think it's the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah if you want to be super duper from. So I always do with Unkelus and Rashi because I want to be super duper from. So he says basically do it with like you know art scroll. You know, translation or tenorena, etc. So, lemaisa, I think that those people who really see it as a chi of gomer to do with Rashi can be somech on the mekilim. Because the Aruch HaShulchan is also mekel. So, if you always do it with Rashi and you consider that a chi of on yourself, you can be somech on the mekilim.
And then he says, he doesn't think so, doesn't think you do
it
with Rashi, meaning
he says instead of Rashi, do Targum. Although he doesn't hold from Targum Unkelus, because we don't speak Aramaic, he says do English Targum. Right? Meaning, yeah. The whole Unkelus thing is very unclear nowadays.
What about people who learn
Gemara? No one thinks of Chiv Gomer to learn Gemara every day.
No, I'm saying, so let's say you are familiar with a lot of the Unkelus.
Ah. Okay, so Tzarech Iyon, if it's not your native tongue, it's not, I don't know, when I was younger, I started being Makvito during Unkelus every week with the Parsha, and it really helped my Aramaic vocabulary because I learned a lot of Aramaic because I knew what the Chumash meant in Hebrew. But I'm pretty sure that's not what Chazal had in mind. I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of what Chazal had in mind. So anyway, Unkelus, I don't know. It's hard to treat Unkelus as a real Me'ikra Din nowadays. I know there's one Rashi Mayu thinks differently. But it's hard to treat Unkelus as a real Chi of government Adin nowadays. Pashtus, the Chi of government Adin, is, you know, Art Scroll or Rabbi Kaplan Living Torah or, you know, some other Orthodox translation in English or Rashi. But it's still a good Chumra to do. Unkelus, at the very least, it'll help your Aramaic vocabulary because you know what the Hebrew means. Okay, Viter. The continuing the Mechaber says, Vimkaras Avalalos or Tarklalos, if they accidentally call the oval for an aliyah, he has to go up. Shemaya Nimlai Dabshaveza, because if he said no, I can't go in public, that would be Avils Farhesya. For you know Tama, you corno so called Pam Shlishi Virbo Avils Lokoro Chazan, of Allah who may at smoke armor came in Shahurgo, Likro Shlishi, Kal Shabs or Rosh, and Allah Mashab Shal Avils, and Nimna Vavidvarm Shal Farhesya. Right, I told you the story a few times already. Reina Tam always got Shlishi. It was like the Rebbe's nowadays always get Shishi, or Ravavadya always got Shlishi. No, Rav Avadya always got Rishon. I apologize. Rav Avadya always got Rishon, even though he was Yisrael.
Anyway.
But anyway, so if you're nowadays a Hasidic Rebbe or a Rav Avadya, then even the Gavai didn't call him because he was an Avelis, and he went up anyway because it says for Hesya. That's why nowadays the rabbi doesn't change the seat on Shabbos if the rabbi has a special rabbi seat, because that would be for Hesya. So anything which would be against something that you always do would be far hesia. Likewise, if he's the only Kohen, then if they called Yisrael Bim Kum Kohen, that would be far hesia, and they're allowed to call him. Okay, the Pesach Teshuvah says if they're one of these not-so-stark shuls where they always call Yisrael instead of the Kohen, then they should call Yisrael instead of the Kohen, but they're real stark. Nowadays, I don't think there's many shuls that do that. Nowadays, we've gotten more stark, and we always give the Kohen the first Aliyah, unless Rav Avadya is there. The Rama adds something here in the middle that is Chiddush. V'daf tshum u'tav atifas yishma'ilim, quotient is Bar le'el shem shin pevav. The Iser Atifa on Shabbos is only Atifas Yishma'elim. Avol Ktsas Atifas Yishma'elim, Ktsas Pesukim was called Lamed, which we don't. In some, even though I'm not, but only some places had a little Atifa all 7 days. They wore a hat all 7 days, but not like pulled down over their eyes, like weird. No, just like a little hat all 7 days. Ain't Tzarech Lasa for Shabbos, you don't have to remove that on Shabbos. Hol V'Yishlam Anolim Baraglov. Here, it's a little unclear why the Ramah didn't say this, because the Ramah is... Minolim Baraglov is actually matur, even full Atifas Yishma'ilim. It actually says in the Gemara that if someone is wearing their shoes, and which proves they're not being Mis'abel, they're even allowed to wear full Atifas Yishma'ilim. So it's unclear what the Ramah meant here. Everyone asks on the Ramah. The Ramah, you're giving too many more reasons than necessary. The Ramah is giving two reasons. A, because it's only a small Atifa. And B, because you're wearing shoes. Really, just a small atifa would be enough of a reason, and just wearing shoes would be enough of a reason. The Ramah somehow was nervous and relied on these two reasons. It's unclear why he needed these two reasons. Although they're going to point out, no, wearing shoes would be matter. Not that nowadays we don't do atifas arosh anyway, but wearing shoes would be matter atifas arosh, because if you're wearing shoes, it's obviously not a velus. And even if you're not wearing shoes, even if you're at the beach and no one's wearing shoes, it would be mutter to wear a little hat, because a little hat's not a velus. Why is a little hat not a velus? Two reasons. The Shach quotes Novosh because of the Shach Shita. Since you do it all Shloshim, it's mutter to do Shloshim on Shabbos, just not to do Shiva on Shabbos, which is not our minhag. Our minhag is you can't do any avails for Hesher on Shabbos. But the Gras says, Pashit, it's a Mefurish Gemara, because a little hat is just a normal style to wear. It has nothing to do with avails. Everyone wears a hat sometimes. So therefore, this Ramah is true, but it's like true for, it's more true than he makes it sound. So he makes it sound like only a little hat. I don't mean small hat. I mean just a regular hat. Only a regular hat, with wearing shoes. But really, a regular hat is also, is mutter with or without shoes. If you're wearing shoes, even a full of Tevish Yishma'elim would be mutter in the old days. Okay, one other thing. This question of starting Shabbos early. Says the Pesachei Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph. Says the Pesachei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph. He says, the Giv HaShol say, it's terrible that some people from Chatzos on Friday start sitting on a chair and wearing shoes. That's ridiculous. Until Shabbos starts, you still have Avelos. He holds the Shiva Sion, but when does Avelos start? When does Shabbos start? You don't have to wait for it to get dark outside. Whenever the shul is accomplished, if they used to make early Shabbos in Ashkenaz in those days, whenever they start early Shabbos, then it's Shabbos, and you can sit on a chair and do Shabbos-dick things. What if there's no shul? Then he can make early Shabbos for himself. But it says Shiva Sion, not early in Mincha Ketana. If he wants to be Mekabel Shabbos in Mincha Ketana, then he can sit on a chair and act Shabbos dick. But if he wants to be Mekabel Shabbos at 1 p.m., he can't. That's too much of a kula.
Is such a thing in general?
Yes, it's interesting because a lot of things about Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't really be Yotze till Plaga Mincha. But yeah, apparently he holds at least you can be Mekabel Shabbos. It's actually Machlokes Rishonim, if it's even Chal. He obviously holds you can be Mekabel Shabbos in Mincha Ketana. Now, the question is, forget about his case when you're Mekabel Shabbos early. No one's Mekabel Shabbos. If you're Mekabel Shabbos early, then it's Shabbos. Shine. What about if you're not Mekabel Shabbos? Then, the quote from the Giv HaShol, it's terrible that people before they're Mekabel Shabbos start violating Avelos. That's ridiculous. Just because it's almost Shabbos doesn't mean you're allowed to violate Avelos. So, is he right or is he wrong? This is a... basically, when does he stop seeing Shiva and move to Shabbos mode, Bifar Hesya? So, only when he's been Kabbal Shabbos, or beforehand? So, he said, that's terrible that people move to Shabbos mode beforehand at Chatzos. What if it's not Chatzos? Says the Gesher Chaim, you can start with the minig is to start moving to Shabbos mode at Plaga Mincha. So when Plaga Mincha comes... then he can get up off the floor, he can kick out all the people who are coming to do Nicham Avelim, he can close the Nicham Avelim, say, Plaga Mincha, Nicham Avelim's closed, come back Matzei Shabbos, come back tomorrow night, and he can get up off the floor and sit on a chair. even though it's not 100% clear, like, why should he sit on a chair an hour before Shabbos? Nonetheless, the minhag is that that's part of transitioning to Shabbos, that it's covered Shabbos, that you not get off from the floor right when Shabbos starts, but that you sit on a chair for an hour beforehand. And he doesn't have to sit on a chair. And the minhag olam is, even though it's a big chiddush to be makel before you start early Shabbos. If you start early Shabbos, not a big chiddush. Early Shabbos is Shabbos. How early? But if you don't start early Shabbos, if it's still vachdik, you're still doing malacha, it's a big chiddush to be makel. Nonetheless, the minhag olam is to be makel, to sit on a chair from plaga mincha, and also to dress in Shabbos clothes, now that we hold like the gra, and in clothes that are not torn, and to put shoes on your feet. When the oval goes to shul, nowadays, right, the oval comes to shul, right, he leaves his house, it's not Shabbos yet, he might still be doing malach on his way to shul. Maybe he's even driving to shul. Maybe he's carrying that on air to shul. That's fine. He can, you know, tie knots and build buildings on the way to shul, no problem. And yet he's wearing shoes and he's wearing regular clothes, etc. So our minigolem is that from Plag HaMincha, he can start getting up off the floor and sitting on a chair and start preparing for Shabbos. And the Geshur HaChaim says, and if it's a Shas HaChak, even from Mincha Ketana. But normally we assume Plaga Mincha, he kicks out all the Menachemim and says, now it's time to transition to Shabbos, and he gets up off the floor, sits on a chair, and gets dressed and puts on his shoes in time to make it to Shul. That's the Minigola. Okay. That's enough details for now. Sif Beis, Gerarto, Chaya, Ohorakto, Listim, Shabbos, Shabbos, Vilvakesh, Kim, Dvarish, Vizin, and Noyim, Shabbos, Olo, Yom Echad. How about if he starts Shiv on Shabbos? How can he start Shiv on Shabbos? Not let it bury on Shabbos, not through a Jew, and not through a real Akum. The answer is, Nitz Yeyosh, right? His relative was gone, was dragged away by an animal or killed, and he gave up finding the body on Shabbos. Right? That's when he gave up finding the body, which can happen. Right? I don't know, the government like sent out a rescue mission, and on Shabbos morning, you heard the rescue mission came back, and they're finished. And he's not going to find his relative's body, unfortunately. So then, he starts Shiva in the middle of Shabbos, and since he keeps dormant Shabbos on Shabbos, it counts as the first day. Or it could be a Shmur Krova, correct. It could also be a Shmur Krova. That could be the same example. The only reason he didn't use this example is because he was saving it for some tough base. It would be exactly the same. Very good. What if the day 30 is on Shabbos? Meaning, Shloshim ends. Oh, Agav, I think I mentioned before him, but I'll just chazer again, the long Taz here, right, had the whole question of, what if the seventh day is Shabbos? So there's a big machlokes. What if the seventh day is Shabbos? The Bach says that there's no mitzvah Yom Kikul on Shabbos. He has to keep the whole seventh day because he doesn't do anything explicitly. We paskin say the Shachan says, no, there's mitzvah Yom Kikul even on Shabbos. By just refraining from Dvarim Shabbatzina, mitzvah Yom Kikul on Shabbos. So really, me'ikra din, logically, Shiva should end as soon as the sun sets Shabbos morning. However, the minhag is that when there's no Menachem, you wait till after Shul, the minhag is that Shiva ends after Shul Shabbos morning. So he goes to Shul Shabbos morning and keeps Dormer Shabbat Tzinnah in Shul. That's why he wouldn't get an Aliyah. But as soon as Shul ends, then Shiva's over. Okay, that's important to know. Happens 1/7 of the time. Probably more than 1/7 of the time, because there are more funerals on Sunday than any other day. Because there's a backlog from Shabbos. Right? So I think there are always going to be more funerals on Sunday, because you couldn't have had them on Shabbos. Okay. Now, continuing in the Rambam, what if day 30 was Shabbos? Meaning, when does Shloshim end? At sunrise, Shabbos morning. V'yom chavtes v'erev Shabbos. So this is funny. Shloshim ends on Shabbos. So really, you could do things like Ashkenazim don't bathe for Shloshim. You could bathe on Shabbos morning, except you can't because it's Shabbos. So much of the lechotz for Erev Shabbos, often comes to know lechotz kol lamed. Even Ashkenazim who don't do rechitza all Shloshim can bathe on Erev Shabbos. Why the whole Medina shari lachar shiv el shenogel lachar kol lamed? Since really Medina, there's no iser of rechitza in 7 days. Just a minute to Asher 30 days. Shari shum kol Shabbos, and since most of Shabbos day will be after Shloshim, therefore, you're allowed to go back and do the take a bath before Shabbos. And likewise, any minhagim. Basically, the rule is anything that's a minhag of Shloshim, not a din, but a minhag, and Shabbos is day 30, since part of Shabbos is going to be after Shloshim, you could treat all of Shabbos after Shloshim for Kod Shabbos, and you don't have to keep them in Hug, like sitting in his place on Lel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, you're wearing Shabbos clothes. Now, not me, you know, these are all in Hugim, Kosh Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, 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 you know, going sitting in your place. No, just sit in your place in the middle of Shabbos. Nonetheless, we are Mekel. In this case, so Shabbos is day 30. Basically, anything that's a minute to Aser and Shloshim, we permit all Shabbos. How about things that are din to Aser and Shloshim? The implication of the Rambah is that if it's a din that it's Aser and Shloshim, we would not permit it, right? Here, and that's why the Panim Me'iros says in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Vav, can't cut your fingernails with the kli, because that's a din. It's a machlokes Rishonim, but it's a din, according to Rishonim, we paskin like. However, he quotes from this Tshuva Shchein, who argues on the Rambah. He says, even things that are a din are mutter. What's an example? This shaving. Again, not for a parent. Let's say day 30 was Shabbos. Someone's brother died, or sister, or anyone but a parent. He says you can really shave an Erev Shabbos. Just like Kavodah Shabbos lets you go earlier for a minhag, it also lets you go earlier for the din. And since Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon, and Shabbos lunch will be after Shloshim, and it's proper for him to be shaved, he can shave an Erev Shabbos against the Ramah. Okay, how do we paskin? The Gesher Chaim paskins like the Ramah, to be machmir, but he says b'shasad chak, there's room to be mekel like the Tshuva Shchein, and on fingernails he's mekel legamri, because some Rishonim say it's much legamri, so therefore he is mekel much more than the Ramah. Bottom line is, what if Shabbos is Yom Lamed? Then as far as Minhagim, we are mekel all Shabbos. As far as Tzipor Nayim, we are also mekel. Oh, the Panim Eros says that's a din, so you can't be Makel on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, it says Machlok and Shonen, whether it's a din, we can be Makel. And as far as Giluach, actual haircuts, so we are Machmir, but says the Gesher Chaim, that since there is evidence for the Tshuva Shchein, the Shas HaBchak, we can be Makel. So he is Makel a lot more than the Ramah in the end. Simon Taf Aleph. Okay, Semen Taf Aleph Cholamoid. Dini Avelos B'Cholamoid. Ein Manichas Amita B'Chol B'Cholamoid. Shlo Lahariglos Hesper Shoslo Lahariglos Hesper Cholamoid. That it's also being Masper B'Cholamoid, and therefore you can't stop in the middle of the funeral procession, because if you stop, people start to be Masped, and it's like Zera. You don't want to create a situation where people might be tempted to be Masped, and therefore he says, okay, we do this all the time anyway in the modern world. But in the old days, sometimes they would do the funeral procession while they were still digging out a grave. So he says, no, on Chol HaMoed, nowadays we always make sure the grave is dug before the funeral. But in those days, on Chol HaMoed, you can't start the funeral until the grave is dug. Because if you get there and they're still digging, everyone's going to have to wait 10 minutes. And while they wait 10 minutes, they're going to be masped. And we have a gzera that we don't want to tempt people to be masped on Chol HaMoed. Bays ain't korin b'cholamolim should chayv lekroak. The eitzim b'shem should mevav leisha ain't chayv rotz lekroam. They are covered aser. This is mafurish gemara. Only someone who's chayv in kriya can tear on cholamoid. But someone who just wants to be korin because they're very sad about a person cannot be korin cholamoid. And if you remember, the Ramah says there's some place there are no hag that only for parents you tear on cholamoid. And we said in America the mainstream minhag is that for all relatives they tear on cholamoid. Although in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that only for parents they tear on Chol HaMoed. Gimel, Shama Chol HaMoed, Shmuel Krova Chayiv L'Kroa. If someone hears a Shmuel Krova on Chol HaMoed, they have to tear. This is actually Machlokes. We paskin that even though it's not the Chimam of burial, Shmuel Krova is also a big Shas Chimam when they hear the news, and therefore they have to tear on Chol HaMoed for a relative. Ein Cholz and Kasib Chol HaMoed, we don't do this anyway, bear the shoulder in Chol HaMoed. The Ein Mavrbo El Krova Shel Meis. Right, this is also a bit of a machlokas, although it's pretty mafurish in the Mishnah, that only in the old days, sometimes everyone would eat a Suda Hasavra out of cover for the mace. Only the relatives eat a Suda Hasavra. They can't make a big public Suda Hasavra. Avala Krovim Avram, but Krovim do eat. We do have Sudas, even though there's no Sudas Havra on Shabbos and Yantzah, we pass, and there is Sudas Havra on Cholomoid. Vodin Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh, also there's Sudas Havra Uksham Avram, but when you do Havra on Cholomoid, they Mavram Elmitos Sukuvos. They do Havra on proper beds or proper chairs because it's choli cholamoid. So even though the eat a sudas avra, they're not masabul for hesya. But yantiv yil yotav sheni in karbul chotzul lomavre. But yantiv yil yotav sheni, there's no kriya, there's no chalitza, and there's no havra at all. Cholamoid mavre na kol chacham tokar chol kder shemavre na sakrov mshak kol kakrovav. Special heter for talmid chacham, for talmid chacham. We don't do this nowadays anyway. But in the old days, everyone would eat a sudas avra on the street for talmid chacham because they would all feel like the talmid chacham was as important as their father to them. Right, that banecha is talmidim. So even a cholamoid, to cover talmud chacham is docha cholamoid, and everyone could eat. If in the old days when they used to do this, everyone would eat a sudas havra. Hey, nashim, this is also things we don't do nowadays. But cholamoid ma'anos on cholamoid at the funeral, you're allowed to have a funeral. You're not allowed to have hesped, but you're allowed to have a funeral and a funeral sad. And the women are allowed to have their wailing songs. In the old days, a very important, both you see in Tanakh and the Chazal, very important part of funeral was that there were women whose this was their job. Apparently, they got paid for it. That's clear. From Maseches Ksubos, and they would have wailing songs that made everyone sad. And even though they're sad, it's mutar cholamoid, but not to do it well, only to do it half baked, right? Which is shikun onz ka'achas. They all do it together. But they can't clap with it. Nowadays, clapping is considered a very happy thing. In the old days, clapping was often a very sad thing. They had their sad way of clapping, and that they're not allowed to do to add extra sadness. They were more makel. They can sing their wails and they can clap. But they can't do elegies. Where one person says and they will answer, because apparently that was even sadder. As soon as the kfur is over, then on any of these days, they're not allowed to do anything. Not ma'anos, not batapchos, meaning they were only makel for kavod ha'meis until they were buried. Once they were buried, you already mechaved the meis, now go back to the holiday. And all this is true for a regular guy. Kavod talmud chacham is docha. They can do the same rituals, the wailing they do on a weekday. When are we makel for talmud chacham? Only befunav lo. But if you're just having an atzeres because the guy died, this talmud chacham died, and it's not befunav no. But yom shmua afilu rechok befunav dummy. The first day you hear the news, that counts as befunav, and there's a heter. Okay, we don't do any of this nowadays anyway, so it's not so relevant. But vav is relevant, something we do nowadays. Finally, something we do nowadays. Omer al-mei tzidik adin. Remember we learned about tzidik adin, v'kaddish. By kaddish, we don't mean, otherwise you're not allowed to say kaddish, we mean the big kaddish, right? Kaddish ha-gadol, right? Ba'olim do asim l'shadash l'chayim ha-sayil l'asafir yasim l'chayim olma al-midnei, etc. Any day you're allowed to say regular Kaddish. Kaddish Yosom, you can say any day. Here we're talking about Tzidik Adin, which always goes together with what we call Kaddish HaGadol, the big Kaddish that they say only at funerals and at Siyams. You're allowed to say it at Siyam on Yantif, because that's happy. But Tzidik Adin and Kaddish Kedarkon, even on Yantif you can say Tzidik Adin and Kaddish according to the Mechaber. V'chem Yantif Sheni, on Yucholomoid and on Yantif Sheni. But Yantif Rishon came and was asking me, say no more so. He says, Bain a funeral on Cholomoid, Bain a funeral on Yantif Sheni, which remember, in the old days, was docha. Europe was even matter malacha. You say kaddish gadol and tzidik adin. But in yontif rishon, when you're only allowed to do a mirla akim to bury, then you don't say these things because you're not really involved in the burial. But the Ramah says, no way, no how. The yesh cholkish lomer tzidik adin memoi. We don't say tzidik adin cholamoid at all. Chinam and pashin will say pashin our minhag. No Ashkenazi, at least, would ever say tzidik adin on any happy day. So lomer tzidik adin chol yom sheni taklin. Not only don't we say it on yontif, any day there's no taklin, we don't say tzidik adin. So that's like a significant percentage of the calendar. Even Shabbos after, right, Friday afternoon, we don't say Tachlit Mincha. Even Friday afternoon after Chatzos, we don't say Tzedek Adin. And whenever we don't say Tzedek Adin, it goes without, it's obvious from the context, we also don't say Kaddish HaGadol. We just say a regular Kaddish Yassam. That at night we also don't say these things. And this is for not for halachic reasons, but for Kabbalistic reasons, because the night is the time of din, so we don't say the din. This is the minhag, that at night, in America they don't really bury night so much, but in Eretz Yisrael, at night we don't say tzidik adin, kaddish ha-gadol, and on any day there's no tachton, even Erev Shabbos, we don't say tzidik adin, and we don't say kaddish ha-gadol. Okay, are there any exceptions? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger here discusses, what about Erev of other things? Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Yontif, etc., etc. So the Shach says here that Erev Yontif afternoon you don't say, but Erev Chanukah, Erev Purim, Erev Rosh Chodesh you do say. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger here. He brings machlokas about it. So let's just put this on the board.
And it's only once it reaches afternoon?
Correct. Only the afternoon of an Erev. Just like Tachton, right? We say Tachton on the morning of Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim.
Did you get a photo?
What?
Did you get a photo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to worry. So here, what about Erev? Erev Shabbos? No. This is not helping very much. Erev Yontif? Also no. Can you read this at all?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Let me just steal a marker. As a matter of fact, I'll steal the reads with you.
Was there a moose last since my last picture? I mean,
no.
There has been a photo since I've been there that I noticed. And he wrote at least that shot was saying a lot of things since that's here. So that's about it.
Okay, look at this.
I think we found it. Okay. Now we're getting multicolored.
Whoa.
I'm still staring at Grammy that to get my racing.
Okay. Erev Shabbos. Erev Yontif. Erev Rosh Chodesh, we do say, says the Achronim, actually. Well, it's a little tricky, actually. Let's leave Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah and Purim.
This is Tzidkat Din, right?
Yes, and Kaddish Gadol. Says the Shach in Sifkatan Gimel, Volba Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Chanukah, Omerim Acher Chatzos, Delo Adifi Mi Erev Shabbos. So, says the Shach, yes and yes. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Uve Irshushan Orchaim, that's Luvush. Kasav, that if it's even Mincha Gedola, we don't say Tzedakah Din. Uvchok Yaakov says in Prague, after Chatzos, we don't say it, except on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because we say Slichos Yom Kippur Kadon, so it's not so happy. And the Elio Rabba said that in Prague, even on Erev Rosh Chodesh, they don't say it. Okay. V'siyim Sham de Rishon Iker. In the end, he said that you should say it in all these times. Okay, let's just put this on the board. What did the Lavush say? The Lavush says, this is not the Lavush, this is the Ola Shabbos, right? Because the Lavush said something else. Says the Ola Shabbos, and Or Chaim, that you should not say it. So here we have the Ola Shabbos, says not to say it. The Chok Yaakov says, say it on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because not so happy to make Yom Kippur Katan, but not on other days. And the Elio Rabba says, you should always say it. Oh, no, the Elio Rabba agreed to this, but the Minhag Prague, which is in debate, Lefi Elio Rabba, was to not say it either time. Okay, that would be the same as the Minhag Prague, Lefi Elio Rabba. Hopefully I got everyone right. On the board. Now, how do we paskin? So says the Mishnah Brura. There seems to be a difference in Minhagim. Says the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Right? No more Tafka Pemches. That in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he says that we always say it. Mishnah Brura, Taf Chaf Tes, Sifkat Nches. Says the Geshur Chaim, we never say it. Seems to be the Minhag Chutz Laaretz is to say it on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to. Okay. Eretz Yisrael is always happier in the Chutz Laaretz.
Is Rishkosh the thing in Chilat Dalet? That's Meshuvah, the guy you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Erevin. Okay. Sef Zayin. Meis lo meis kodem Purim. Upaga bo Purim enam afsik avil. So what's the din of Purim? So Purim is a tremendous machlokus. What's the din of Purim? Apparently the Rav's minig was different than the Shulchan Aruch here. But what the a tremendous machlokus, just bottom line halacha l'maisa, what's the din of Purim? Is it like a regular day, like Chanukah? Chanukah is a regular day of Avelos. Or is it like Yom Tov and it's mafsik? The answer is neither. It's like Shabbos. Right? Meislo meiskodem Purim pogro Purim eno mafsik avelos. Purim is not mafsik, right? It's not mafsik like Yontif would. But you also don't have regular Shiva on Purim like Shabbos. Just if you want to know what are the opinions, might as well put the opinions on the board here. It's very interesting. Rishonim says the what's the din of Purim? Shiltos. He says it's like a regular. It's mafsik avelos. The Rambam says it's like a regular day. And you actually sit Shiva on Purim. That's what the Rav did, like the Rambam. When they chase, he followed the Rambam against the Shulchan Aruch. He sat Shiva on Purim, they said. How about there? And says the Maharam Rutenberg, it's like Shabbos. You don't sit Shiva, and you don't do Devar Shiva for Hesya, but you keep Devar Shiva Tzina, and it doesn't mafsik, and it counts as one of the days. We Paskin like the very clearly like my Rami Rutenberg here, right? Purim, Bain Svardim, Bain Ashkenazim, that Eino Mafsik Avelos, we go Mokim, Eino Avelos, no, it will lobby a Dalvi, it says, well, it's Rami Shuvat Sinna, no, it's exactly like Shabbos, and both days, that's a big Kiddush. Both days, even if you live in Woodmere, on Shushan Purim, there's no Shiva for Hesya. Like, that's how seriously we take that both days of Shiva are a... both these Purim are considered a Yom Mishav Simcha. V'chayv l'shalach monos, and he has to do mishalach monos. V'yalf v'sheinu m'sav v'hem olam min ha'shiv kol Shabbos. And even though he doesn't do avilos for Hesya, just like Shabbos, they count towards Shiva. L'maisa, the Shach points out that the Marshal and the Bach paskin like the Rambam, and the Mechaber and Or HaChaim paskin like the Rambam. So, here is the Mechaber in Yoredeya, here is the Marashal and the Bach and the Mechaber in Or HaChaim. Strange steer in the Mechaber. How you Yashiv the steer in the Mechaber? So the Shach quoted the Drisha. No, maybe in Or HaChaim he only meant if it was Yomisu Kvura because the Raisa is Docha Darabanan, the Purim is Darabanan. Right? So he says, yeah, the Mechaber doesn't really mean this Avelos on Purim. He only means the Yomisu Kvura, just like Yontif Sheni. But it doesn't matter, because the Ramah in Or HaChaim says very clearly that there's never Avelos for Hesya on Purim, and therefore Halach Lamaisa, I don't know what Sfardim would do if the Yomisu Kvura was Purim, but for Ashkenazim, very posh that there's never Avelos for Hesya on Purim, but there's always Avelos for Tzina, and it counts towards Minyan Shiva. Okay, Simon Tough Bays, Din Shmu Krova Urechoka. Okay, this is not such a halacha lemaisedik Simon nowadays, Shmu Krova Urechoka, just because with modern communication, usually people find out when their relatives died rather quickly. Although it's happened that sometimes people, even nowadays, if you're like hiking in the wilderness in Thailand someplace, you probably still get your messages every few days on your cell phone.
It's like, it's still pretty, maybe just have enough Eastern European family members that hide.
Okay, so,
for a while.
Right, so the hiding could be. Anyway, Lemaisa, it doesn't go as much nowadays. Maybe we're not going to go through all the details. We'll just get one or two basic rules, and then we'll skip to the end, which is the most halacha Lemaisa nowadays, even for people who aren't Orthodox, and has nothing to do with Shmuel Krov and Rechoka. But let's run through without really, really without details. Mishabalo Shmuel Shemeslo Karbim Tochlamdi Giyah Shmuel Afilu Yom Lamed Atzmo Yizah Shmuel Kvur Krova. If it's within 30 days, by the way, we paskin, there's no funny math for this. Like 30 days are 30 real days. We don't say like Shemini Atzeres passed, it counts as, etc. So even on the 30th day, we don't say Mitzvah Kukulo either. Harezeh Shmuel Krova. What's the name of Shmuel Krova? Chayiv Lenog Shivim Yevelos Beyom Shigiyah Shmuel. You count seven from the Shmuel, the Korean, there's Chi of Kriya, Umone Lamed Yom Yom Shmuel, and
Shloshim also from the Yom HaShmua, Tisporus from Shard Varim, calls the Dover Yom Shmua, so Kruvik Yom Kakvura, like the Yom Kvura. Okay, except the Poskim write, Yud Beis Chodesh is still from the Kvura, not from the Yom Shmua. Because the Yud Beis Chodesh has to do with when the father died, not with how much the son is Misabel. Vim Shomim Yom Lam Ve'elach, what if he hears from 30 days and on, meaning from day 31 and on? Ain't Zerchlin and Sha'ach, it's only 1 minute of Ve'elach, Loshna Shom Yom Shom Ve'elach, whether day or night, we already read that. Shim Shom Ve'elach, and Mitzvah Ve'elach, Lila Sha'ach, even a minute of night counts. Afilo Shom Al'av Ve'emo, even for parents, it makes no difference. There's only 1 minute of Ve'elach in Shmur Rechoka. What difference do parents make? Behind me, leaning zero shiva, leaning zero shloshim, no gal of the imam, but this poor such a bo, chavir of the gyo, such a gyo, regular yigur bo, chem shel shalom, the comes base amishta, umono yomisa vlomin shmoa. By here, zero shloshim, what he really means is yud base chodesh. The din of yud base chodesh, that he can't get a haircut till yigur bo chavirav. Right? And he can't do gyo till yigur bo chavirav. And he can't go to base amishta for 12 months, then we even iser shel shalom for 12 months, etc. That all applies till the end of 12 months. But we count the end of 12 months from the Misa and not from the Shmua. Therefore, if he only hears 12 months after his parents died, there's none of this Yud Beis Chodesh, so he doesn't even have to keep Giyot Tzvitz Pores until Yig Arubo Chaveiro. So let's just summarize that very briefly on the board. This is a really bad eraser. One of the worst erasers I've seen in my life. It's totally much or less hard about this eraser. Heter Gomer. Even though we know the Meragim are going to be punished 9 days from now for saying Lashon Hara Eitzim Vavanim, that's because Eitzim Vavanim are very good. But this eraser, they could have said Lashon Hara about. And nothing would have happened to them. So, here we have Shmua, Krova, Kriya, Zion, Lamed, Yud Beis Chodesh, Kriya, Chayav, Zion, from Shmua, Lamed, from Shmua. By the way, Shmua Krova can happen nowadays also. There are people who are hiking in Thailand who are out of touch for a week or two. And Yud Beis Chodesh from Misa. We'll have to see if it means Misa or Kfura. We're not up to that yet. How about Shmur Rechoka? Kriya Ab Ve'aim is Chayav, even if it's 20 years later. Shar Krovim Pater Legamre. Shiva, you keep Shah Achas. Shloshim. Potter and don't keep, but Yud Beis Chodesh, you count from Misa, including what they call Gzera Shloshim, things usher during Shloshim, Gihutz, Vitis Pores, Ad Sheyig Aru Bo Chaveirov. But again, if the parent died 12 months ago, then it's not Shaiach, because you only count 12 months from the Misa. Fine, that's if Aleph. Days. He doesn't have to do all the rules of Avelos for 1 minute. He just has to do one thing of Avelos for a minute. So, for example, he could just take off a shoe. And even not cover his head and overturn his bed. And then, once he took off a shoe for 1 minute, now he can do Melacha and Rechitza and Sikha and Tashamita and Tamatorah. What if he's not wearing shoes? Then what does he do? Or let's say he's wearing Crocs, right? So, they're not leather shoes, they don't count. What does he do? Sir, sheyik femitaso. Then he just goes home and overturns his bed for 1 minute. Oh, yatav rosho, or does a tifish ve'elim for 1 minute. Sir, sheyish a maisa shenikrabo sheosum shoavelos. He has to do a maisa, he has to actively. To be yotze is 1 minute, you have to active avelos. Avim haya osik v'torah v'malachol sheyirochetz v'sachu balo shmua. What if he was in the middle of doing one of the other things? Learning, or working, or rechitza v'sicha. And he heard the Shmua, Rechoka, Masik Shaft, he has to stop for 1 minute, and then he can continue. But he doesn't have to take off Tefillin. Why? Because Tefillin are only up to the first day of Havelos. He only has to keep 1 minute of the second day of, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth, or seventh day of Havelos. But if he just stops learning or stops working for a minute, he's not Yotze. He has to, during that minute he stopped learning and working, he has to actively do avelos. What are the three maises? Kalitas minol, kviyas amita, vatifa. One of these three maisim. This creates a problem nowadays. Nowadays, you can't do a maisa tifas arosh. Our minig is not to a tifas arosh. You can't do a maisa kviyas amita. Our maisa is not to a kviyas amita. And what if you're not wearing shoes? Or you're wearing non-leather shoes? So then what do you do nowadays? Says the Orach HaShulchan, no problem. There's a fourth option. Which, the reason the Mechaber didn't mention is because he was including Kfiyas Amita, which is sitting on the floor. Sitting on the floor is also Mice of Avelos. Meaning, standing up out of a chair, and standing is not Mice of Avelos, but sitting on the floor is a Mice of Avelos. So nowadays, basically, the two options are, if you're wearing shoes, take off your shoes, and if not, sit on the floor. But you don't have to take off your shoes and sit on the floor. One mice is good enough. Okay, Gimel. Ein Mavron al Shmur Rechoka. There's no Havra. Dalad. Ein Koren al Shmur Rechoka. Ve'alav Imo Koreba Olam. That's what we already put on the board. There's no Kriya, but for parents forever. Makav She'en L'Kro. Also Lach L'As L'Kro. And you're not allowed to voluntarily do Kriya because of Bal Tashchis. The Shach points out, for parents or for an or for a Talmud Chacham who used to teach you Torah, then it wouldn't be Bal Tashchis. That would be a good reason, but parents are chayiv anyway, so it's not much of an afghina. Basically, if someone finds out 30 days after his brother died, he's not allowed to hear Kriya because of Bal Tashchis. Hey, Hashemesh Shmuel b'Shabbos of regular notes of Shabbos. Not okay. We're going to not going to get into all of these details. We're going to skip to Yud Beis. Meisha Meislo Meislo Nodalo. Okay, this is, if anyone knows Europeans, who said the Europeans? Right, they're very makbid on this. And even nowadays, those people with the more European hashgafa are super duper makbid on this. Misha meislo meislo, and it makes sense. It's a Shulchan Aruch, why not be makbid? Right? Misha meislo meislo nodalo eno chova shiyom berlo, vafilva av ve'imo. Step one, someone who doesn't know the relative died, there's no chiyuv to tell him. It's funny. Normally, there's a chiyuv to tell someone that he has to do a halachic obligation, right? Someone doesn't know that it's Purim, you have to tell him to read the Megillah. Right? If someone doesn't know that he's standing in front of a lost object, you have to tell him to a Shabbos Aveda. But Avelos, if he doesn't know, it's not that if he doesn't know he's on a Srachmana Patre. No. If he doesn't know, he's not Chiv. The Chiv is only Chal when he knows. The Chiv Avelos, since Avelos is a psychological experience, therefore the Chiv is only Chal when he knows. If he doesn't know, he's Pater Legamre. And it's even Lechachila to not tell him. And therefore, you don't have to tell him, even for his parents, according to the Mechaber. And once you don't have to tell him, step two, V'alzeh nemar motzi diva hu ksil, someone who tells bad news is a fool. In the halacha, you're not supposed to go around spreading bad news. You're not supposed to have negativity. Therefore, if someone died, you shouldn't tell people. Ah, nowadays, if someone dies and you want to tell them to go to the levaya, that's a mitzvah, that's fine. But just time to spread news of obituaries, you shouldn't spread bad news. You can even invite him to engagement party, betrothal parties, and weddings. The Chol Simcha and every other Simcha came in Sheini Yodeh, since he doesn't know. Right? So Hatter Gomer. By the way, when would we do this nowadays? Let's say this happens in the middle of a wedding, and a relative dies of the Chassan or of the Chassan's father, the Chassan's family, etc. So what everyone say, don't tell them until after the wedding. Right? Because what they don't know, talk in this, the one year of halacha, where you don't know it doesn't hurt you. That it's heter gummer, and therefore you don't want to ruin it for them, tell them right afterwards. And unfortunately, this happens every once in a while. Mihu im shol avin lo shaker. However, if the guy asks you, you can't lie. Meaning, there's no heter to lie. V'lomar chayu shen rever shaker tercha. So therefore, if he asks you, you have to admit. Okay, how do we practice this nowadays? So again, in Europe, they were super duper machmed, never to tell anyone died. Not only that, you could even fool people, right? Piskei Tshuva said you can't lie, but you can trick, right? You can even like violate minhagei avelos to like pretend you're not an oval, so the guy won't realize that his relative died. Nowadays, we live in a very different world with modern communication, etc. And it's like, A, it's harder to keep secrets, and B, like people are going to be more angry at you if you kept secrets. Because, you know, it's not like, okay, news, whatever, you hear news, you don't hear news nowadays. So therefore, one has to use their common sense nowadays. You know, again, sometimes you have a relative in a nursing home or someplace, so don't tell him, don't mutter him. You know, he's not going to know, I mean, depending, there's people in nursing homes and people in nursing homes, people in nursing homes are on their email. People in nursing homes are sometimes with it, sometimes not with it. Okay, you shouldn't tell them. But in many circumstances nowadays, using common sense, A, here we're talking about, we're not talking about before the funeral. Avad, you tell them to come to the funeral. That's a big mitzvah.
Right? So A, usually nowadays you can tell them to come to the funeral. And B, nowadays they're going to find out tomorrow and be mad at you, so you have to use your common sense to tell them. But nonetheless, in principle, if there's no reason, no need to tell them, then you shouldn't tell them.
I don't understand. At this time with Shulchan Aruch, what person would want to know if his parent died or something like
that? Why would he want to know? Why would he want to know? Why does he need to know? Just to be sad?
But, okay, so the other way. He's going to find out eventually.
No, he's not. What are you talking about in the old days? How's he going to find out? His parent died in India. You happen to come on a boat. The next boat from India of someone who happened to meet that guy is going to be in 300 years statistically. So, but he doesn't know what hurt him. And even though that boat comes in 20 years. Also, there wasn't the same expectation to know in the old days, right? It's not like someone expected to know. Like, how could you not tell me? Like, of course people didn't know what happened in other countries. That was... Okay.
Because they don't tell old people, right? They say, right,
yeah, that's what I said. Nowadays, relative, yeah. Okay. Died. So Agav, the Taz says here another big chumar, which in Mefurish Gemara, if we remember from the beginning of Psachim, even if you have to tell someone, you should tell them in an indirect way, right? In a way that can have different meanings and they'll understand. That's better than being motzi diba than explicitly saying bad things. Okay, continuing. Says the Ramah, though, however, this is the Mechaber, and the Mechaber's time and place, it wasn't yet as cemented the importance of Kaddish. However, nowadays, what do you mean? Pebanim Zacharim, if the guy has male children, no Golodi, of course you have to tell the Yishimer Kaddish. That's necessary, because they have to say Kaddish. Well, Pebanim Zacharim, you don't have to tell the daughters, because they don't say Kaddish. But you have to tell the son, or the other relatives, you have to tell the son to say Kaddish, so therefore Kaddish is so important that it overrides Motzi Diba Huxil. Pesachei Tshuva says you still shouldn't, even Kaddish is not important enough to justify telling them on Yontif or Purim. They can miss they can miss a couple days Kaddish and still have Simchas Yontif, Simchas Purim. But at least on a regular day, you would tell them in order to say Kaddish, because Kaddish is very important. Now, as an agav of this, or maybe it's the end, we have Hilchos Yortzeit. This is very important. Even non-Orthodox Jews want to keep all these halachas. Very important halachas of Yortzeit. So, what's the halachas of Yortzeit? A, halacha 1, that no one, hardly anyone keeps nowadays. Mitzvah Lesanos Yosef. What's the first halacha of Yortzeit? Is to fast. So you should fast on the day the father or mother died. We see this is a common custom in the time of the Gemara. It always uses an example of someone who says, you know, I'll fast like the day my father died. So you have to fast on the Yortzeit. The main key, the main thing you do on Yortzeit in the days of the Ramah was fasting. Why do you fast on the Yortzeit? So there are three main hesberim in the Rishonim and Achronim. One is because of Isra Mazli. Isra Mazli means, again, Mazli should luck, but it doesn't mean luck. It means constellation, or it means somehow. You know, that day has bad power over this family. If your father died that day, that's an, I don't like to say unlucky, because Jews don't believe in luck. That's an inauspicious day, and therefore he should fast into tshuva because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for the family, because that's a day when there's a koach against that family. Isra Mazli. The second explanation given in the... Given in the Achronim is because of the Zikaron Tsar. It's a reminder of the Tsar of that day. And the third day is because the Ilui Neshama. The Ilui Neshama. Because even though the din is only in 12 months, there's an idea that every year, nonetheless, on the Yortzeit, the soul is judged, and therefore he needs those chus for the Ilui Neshama. Okay, nowadays the mainstream minhag is number 3. Everyone talks about Ilui Neshama on Yortzeits. But all these three are in the are found in the Achronim. There could be an Nafkamina. The question is, when do you? What day is the Tainus? If it's because of Isra Mazle, then it has to be the Yom Misa, not the Yom HaKfura. If it's because of Zichron Tsar, then maybe it should be the Yom HaKfura, because, you know, when the father died, the son didn't necessarily know. He cried at the funeral. If it's because of the judgment of the Neshama, then it should depend when they judge the Neshama, but Pashas Yom HaMisa, because probably they judge him every day on the year on the Yom HaMisa, not the Yom HaKfura. Although, again, I've never been there, so it's hard for me to say for sure. See, here we have a big machlokism. It's Anim Yom HaMisa v'lo Yom HaKfura, Im lo Mishahaya Eitzel HaKfura v'lo Eitzel HaMisa. Clearly this Ramah is holding the reason of Zichron Tsar. Because he says, You always fast on the day your father died, unless you weren't there when he died and you were there at the funeral. You fast on the day of the funeral. Why? Because the zichron of your subjective tsar, right? So this clearly goes to the Ramah. The Ramah, Yom HaMisa, and Imhaya Eitzel HaKvura, Velo HaMisa, then he fasts Yom HaKvura. Why should it depend how he experienced it? Whether he was with his father when he died or he was there at the funeral, because it was a Zichron Tsar, it's when he had a Tsar. Clearly, Ramah holds Zichron Tsar. However, no one agrees with the Ramah. Obviously, when I say no one, I don't mean no one. I mean all of the Achronim, the Shach here, and the Taz here, and the Masas Ben Yamin, everyone disagrees with the Ramah. We Paskin, we hold Yom HaMisa. Because we hold the reason is either Isra Mazle, which Yom HaMisa, after all, what is the dangerous day? When the father died is the dangerous day, not when he was buried. Or Eli Neshama. When does his Neshama get judged? On the anniversary of his death. Up at Shammai and Bez Nehemal, they don't care when they buried him, they care when he died. So we hold one of these two reasons.
Why do you get judged every year?
What?
Everything gets judged every year?
That's a philosophical question. We don't have time for philosophical questions when it's already 5:05. Okay. And this is the Shach, the Taz, the Masas Ben Yamin, etc. No one agrees with the Ramah.
You can get more than 11 months of Gehenim then?
So that's a good question. What do they get judged for every year? So apparently they get judged every year for what Madrega they should be on, not necessarily for Gehenim, which is why we call an evil Neshama. The Neshama can go up every year. And it's and not going up is a bit of a punishment, right? All the philosophers say not having something good is a punishment. Okay, now, what's the big controversy? The big controversy is what about the first year? We held Yom HaMisa. That's very clear. We held Yom HaMisa the first year. Not Yom HaShmua, not Yom HaKfura, Yom HaMisa the first year. I would also point out that just give me, there's a couple seconds left of things that I wanted to say. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Yom HaMisa is objective. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it doesn't depend if the son had Daven Maariv already. Let's say he died after the son started Shabbos earlier, Daven Maariv. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not a matter of the son's kiyum, it's a matter of the objective fact of what the day was. And therefore, says the Geshar Chaim, he says, it doesn't matter what time zone the son was in when he died. It matters what time zone the Nifter was in. So if the Nifter died on Yud Beis Cheshvan, but the son's in Eretz Yisrael and it was Yud Gimel Cheshvan, then I don't know what the Ramah would say, Zichron Tsar. But we say no. The day goes by the Nifter, not by the son's time zone, not by the son's early Shabbos. Yom HaMisa in the time zone, both the Halachi time zone of the Nifter. Right? That is a question that the Geshar Chaim says he got all the time. Someone in Israel got a telegram, his relative died in America, and his relative died in Yud Beis, but when his relative died, it was Yud Gimel in Eretz Yisrael. When is the Yartzeit? Says Yud Beis, because the Yartzeit depends on the Nifter, because it really has to do with the Nifter. The big question is, what about this funny minhag? What about the first Yartzeit? And here I'm only going to go in terms of the first Yartzeit. What's the problem with the first Yartzeit? The problem is this. If the Misa and the Kfura, let's just give examples. Last day of Yud Beis Kodesh and the Yartzeit. If the Misa was, let's say the Misa was on Hay, and the Kfura was on Yom Hei, then the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh is Dalet, that's of a month, you have Tishrei. And the Yartzeit is Hei, the Yartzeit is the day after Yud Beis Chodesh. Remember, the Minig is the first year, they keep Yud Beis Chodesh through the Yartzeit. Great. What if the Misa was on Hei, and the Kfura was on Vav? Then the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh is Hei, the Yartzeit is Hei, no problem. That's if he was buried the same day or the next day. But what if it was what they call three or more days, which Rav Moshe says means two or more days, means the third day or further, right? What if it was the Misa was on Hay and the Kfura wasn't till Zion? Now, the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh is Vav, but
But the yahrzeit will be hay. Or the mitzvah was on hay, and the kfirah was on ches. The last day good base kodesh will be Zion, but the yahrzeit will be hay. Here we have a problem. The problem is he'll have the yahrzeit before he finishes yud base kodesh. What's the problem? Everyone's going to think their avelus is over after the yahrzeit, because all the balabatim think that once the yahrzeit comes, they're done with avelus, they're going to violate avelus. Right? They're going to go to weddings the next day, because they're not going to realize they're still in yud base kodesh. So, how do you solve this problem? So, there are three shitas. One shita is the Taz. Says the Taz, he says, yud base kodesh goes by misa, not kvura. So says the Taz, Yud Beis Chodesh always ends on Dalet. Therefore, you never had this problem.
Good kills by what?
Misa, not Kvura. According to the Taz, you never have a problem with the Yahrzeit being before Yud Beis Chodesh ends. Because Yud Beis Chodesh always ends the day before the Yahrzeit, by definition. Right. No one agrees with the Taz. We're left with two minhagim. The minhag of the Masas Binyamin. Well, and the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Shach. So let us see what to do. What do you do with first Yahrzeit? First Yahrzeit, what are the three Minhagim? Says the Masas Binyamin. He says, first Yahrzeit, always do that, always do Yom Kvura. Always do Yom Kvura to avoid this problem. First Yahrzeit is Yom Kvura. That avoids this problem. Right? So, Lefi Masas Binyamin, the first Yahrzeit is always Yom Kvura. And therefore, same as the Taz, the first Yahrzeit is also always the day after Yud Beis Chodesh finishes. Only the first Yahrzeit. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, nope, Yom Misa. And what about the problem? You'll just have to educate people to keep Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Yo Misa. And remind people. Says the Shach of Shara. Says the Shach, we don't have a color left, right? But let's say, we can do here. Lefi Shach. Says the Shach, in this case, we don't need to move the yahrzeit because the yahrzeit will be the same day as the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. But in this case, we need to move the yahrzeit. Says the Shach, if it's the next day, we don't move the yahrzeit because there's no need for gzeira. Right? If you buried one day later, then the yahrzeit is hey, the last day of Yud Chodesh is hey, you're okay. If you bury two or three days later, he calls it 3 days later, or most of it means the second or third. So he says that if Kvura was on the next day, then you go by Yom HaMisa and you don't need a Xera. But if Kvura was on the third day, then you go by Yom HaKvura to make a Xera. So basically, you have four shitas here. According to the Taz, there's no need for a Xera, because Yud Beis Chodesh always ends the day before the Yom HaMisa, and then comes the yahrzeit. According to Masa Binyamin, everyone else, you might need a gzeira, because Yud Beis Chodesh, if the yahrzeit's going to come, Yud Beis Chodesh won't end yet. Trumas Hadesh says, we never make this gzeira, just deal with it. Masa Binyamin says, we always make this gzeira the first year. Again, only first year. And the Shach says, when we need to make the gzeira, we make the gzeira, and we don't need to, we don't. What's the psak halacha l'maisa? Here is a tremendous machlokes. All the Achronim paskind, like the Trumas Hadeshin, that we just don't make Xera. Lemaisa, all the Rov poskim said we just go by Yom HaMisa. Sometimes that'll mean the yahrzeit before Yud Beis Chodesh is over and the Am Haaretz might think he can stop keeping Yud Beis Chodesh, so we'll remind him. However, the Igros Moshe says, like the Shach, nope, we have to make Xera when necessary. So if the burial was the day of death, no Xera. No nafkamin. If the burial was the day after, no Xera. If the burial was 2 or 3 days after, then we make this Xera. Halacha lemaisa in Israel, Pashut,
like the Omi says, or Tokachinsky says, that's what the Pnei Baruch says, that's what the Kobol Avela says, Pashat Yom HaMisa. In America, half the people follow the Shach because the influence of the Yerush Moshe, half the people just go by Yom HaMisa. It seems the more proper minhag is to go by Yom HaMisa. I think that's what Rav Schefter paskins, even though the Yerush Moshe thought not that way. It seems that the most proper minhag is to go by Yom HaMisa, but those who in America who follow Rav Moshe follow the Shach. Okay, there's a big, but only the first year. Now, a little more, sorry. V'imira yom zeh b'yom, how about the whole idea, what do we do on a yard site? Well, first of all, v'imira yom zeh b'yom she'enom rotachdon, emes an a klal. If a guy got lucky and his father died on a day when there's no tachdon, then he's potter from fasting because you don't fast on a happy day. V'im meisu ba'adar, v'nis abra hashana ha'ikrulis anas ba'adar rishon. What if the guy died in a regular year in Adar? And then it's a leap year, and there are two Adars. The Iker is to do the Yartzeit on the first Adar. Avishish Cholkin Kenu Iker, even though there are those who argue. That's the Iker. Meisu b'shana sheibor ba'adar beis b'zanagam ki be'ibor ba'adar sheini. V'ayibor chaim shemitav reish samachesiv zayin. Okay. Ellie, when you get a chance. Okay. Now, what's left is just, well, the calendar. Let's read one more thing. Ayin le'elsim shin sadi alfdein lecho basudabal el yom shemis bo'el ba'im, not to go to a wedding the night before the yard site. We already learned that. Chol tainis ever erev Shabbos dinuk shar tainis. If it's on Friday, you have to fast. V'ayim bo'rachayim sur meishvam tes, miyu in pam rishon hishlam, you know, can't call yomav. If it's on Friday, he has to fast. The problem is, what if he makes early Shabbos? Does he have to fast till tseis? Or can he eat after shul? So the answer is, if he doesn't have to finish, he can stop at early Shabbos. But if the first time he finished, then he has to, he was a kabbal on himself, and he has to keep fasting. Okay, the Achronim go into details, we won't get into them now. Let's just, two things. Number one, what are the practices of Yartzeit? What are the minhagim of Yartzeit? So the only minhag in the Ramah is a tainus. Nowadays, only Stark Litvox fast on a Yartzeit. Everyone else, Adrabah, makes a tikkun on a Yartzeit, makes a kiddush on a Yartzeit, right? Gives out food on a Yartzeit. Where did this come from? So the Litvak says, because people didn't like to fast, so instead they made a siyum, so they wouldn't have to fast. And the siyum was an ilui neshama. And then they forgot the siyum and just started giving out food and drink. And that's the Litvak say. And really, they should fast. Really, they should just fast. It's just all amaratzis. And I assume the Hasidim say that no, that you don't understand that the tikkun of eating and drinking can be as great as the tikkun of fasting, and therefore you eat and drink and you give everyone the brachas for ilun shama. Okay, everyone follow their own minhag. If you're a stark litvak, then fast, and if not, then just do what everyone else does. Fine.
You can't make a siyum.
What? Sure. No, the Rav always fasted, and Rav Lichtenstein always fasted, and you know, and they're telling me to fast. Okay, but most people don't fast nowadays.
What's the length of a fast?
Alos tetzes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Didn't you describe things with Meir about being like a longer fast?
I don't think so.
You're referencing it like fasting like the day that you fast for your, it's not a...
No, no, then they, people would say, I'm going to fast today from Alos tetzes, just like the day my father died. Okay. You know. Okay, anyway, yeah?
Is it worthwhile in a chassidus for someone who's like willing to do it?
To fast? Yeah, I think someone who is willing to fast should fast. That's what Olmeyer painted. And still do, right? David still fasts. It's worthwhile for someone to fast, like the original minhag. But again, you know, that's not so popular nowadays. And I'm sure there's very deep reasons. But I think it's worthwhile for someone to fast. Okay, the Maisa, all the other minhag are not found in the Shulchan Aruch, but we know lighting a Yartzeit candle is a very important minhag. The other three very important minhags, number one, lighting a Yartzeit candle, number two, saying Kaddish, right? Every year on the Yartzeit and daven for the Omid if possible. And number three, the Shabbos before. And then doing anything with Yom HaShem is nice. There's a minhag, the Shabbos before, to, if possible, not to fight with anyone, Chas V'Shalom, try to get an aliyah, Daven Musaf, Leina Haftorah, Daven Marv Matzei Shabbos, like do things Zechuyos the Shabbos before. But that's the minhag. The minhag is lighting the candle on that day, saying Kaddish that day, saying Kaddish like the day after and the day before is not an inyan. But the Shabbos before is an inyan. And also in America.
Not to say Kaddish or to do.
Not to say Kaddish, not to say Kaddish, to do things. That's a minhag. I don't know. I'll be premius. I'll be things we don't understand. So these special English Shabbos of the Shabbos before. Because Shabbos, there's no Gehenim, so it's a special, auspicious time. And Matzah Shabbos, they go back to Gehenim. Okay. The also, there's a Kelmale that in America people say, in Israel not as much, that said Shabbos afternoon in many places, that said the Shabbos before. But that's very tricky because if it's a Shabbos, you don't say Tachdan. You have to say it the Shabbos before that. You might have to do it a month beforehand. So you have to be a Chacham in a Barosho. You know, if someone's parent died on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, they have to make sure to say Kelmoli, the last Shabbos of Adar.
They usually announce it in Shul.
Yeah, Seder. Yeah, okay.
It's
now,
not as common
what?
It's not as common.
In a lot of places in Shul, they don't say Kelmoli on Shabbos. Now, the last thing we just want to discuss is what about weird dates? Right? What about weird dates? The problem is that there's not always the same days every year. Right? Right, sometimes the father died on a year which had certain dates in it, right? Like Pirates of Penzance, right? Do people nowadays still know Pirates of Penzance? So the guy's birthday was February 29th, and he signed a contract that talked about his 18th birthday, and it turned out he had to be 72, right? To have an 18th birthday, right? Okay. What?
Our Lord's Day.
Yeah, so that's the secular equivalent of all the dunim of the acronym here. L'Havdil. It's a Gilbert and Sullivan musical. All right, whatever. Anyway, once upon a time, people heard of these things. When I was a kid, these things were popular. Lo Mishaneh. Okay, first issue is, what if, here we have the year of Tira and this year. So one case is, what about in the year of Tira? It was in Shana Pshuta, and it was in Adar. And then this year is a Shana Mu'uberes. Otherwise, if Shana Mu'uberes, no problem. Shuta Mu'uberes, no problem. Even Mu'uberes to Pshuta, no problem. If the yard side is Yud Beis Adar Beis, do Yud Beis Adar. Yud Beis Adar Aleph, do it Yud Beis Adar. What if it's Yud Beis Adar, and now there's two Adars? This is a tremendous machlokas. The halacha, quote-unquote, minhag, is, according to the Sfardim, you do it in Adar Beis. Minhag Ashkenaz is to do it in Adar Aleph, as the Rambam said here. But he says, Yishkolken, he says, si tafresh tameches. What he says there, it's a shachpotzer, is that the proper practice, for Ashkenazim at least, is to fast both. Proper practice for Ashkenazim is to fast both. Misafik. Maybe not Misafik, maybe even Bavadai. The Rav holds Bavadai, not Misafik. That proper practice is because they're both the real day. Okay, this has to do with the famous Chakir of, you know, which is the real Adar versus the fake Adar. We're not going to get into it now. Let me just list you all the things that are not mentioned here that are, that's what the Shach quotes here, that's the proper practice, that are discussed in all the Achronim. The Piskei Tshuva here deals with, what if he died on is that what the Piskei Tshuva talks about? I apologize, just give me, yeah, that is not interesting. Okay, so, sorry, what are the difficult cases? How about this? What if he died on, you know, it was a Shana Me'uberes, and he died on Lamed Adar Aleph. And now it's a Shana Pshuta. What's the problem? Just fast on Lamed Adar. Problem is that in a Shana Pshuta, there isn't a Lamed Adar. Adar's only Chavtes. So what do you do? So, says the... basically everything's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achronim against the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe here is not intimidated by Magen Avrahams by anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah And the achronim, that lamed adar aleph is a chalos of yom aleph rosh chodesh adar, right? Because it's really yom aleph of rosh chodesh adar base. So therefore, you keep your time on lamed shvat. This lamed shvat is aleph rosh chodesh adar. So it goes from aleph rosh chodesh adar to aleph rosh chodesh adar. Says the Igros Moshe. Nope, aleph adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, not Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar to Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Adar. There's only one day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Mishabur and the Poskim see it as Yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar something. The Mishabur says it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, but it has to be an Adar. The other big question is, number three, what if it is A, remember there's Shalem and Chasar and Kisidron, some Kislev and Cheshvan, can have different amounts. So what if here you have a Shana Shlema, and here you have a Shana Chasera, and it's Lamed Cheshvan or Lamed Kislev. And there is no Lamed Cheshvan and Lamed Kislev this year. What do you do? So this is also a big machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achronim. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Achronim, says it depends what happened on the first yard site. Depends what happened on the first yard site. This is very complicated. So he says, if first year had, and I'll just use the example of Lamed Cheshvan. You can do Lamed Kislev on your own. If first year was Shalem, or let me be very explicit. If the first year had a Lamed Cheshvan, then the first year type was a Lamed Cheshvan, was Rosh Chodesh. Now it's Kavua as Rosh Chodesh. Then keep Aleph Kislev. Why? Because it's Nikva as Rosh Chodesh. But if first year didn't have Lamed Cheshvan, then keep Chavtes Cheshvan. So basically, it depends on the first year. If the first year had a full month, from then on it's Rosh Chodesh, either Lamed Cheshvan or Aleph Kislev. If the first year was a Chasser year, from then on it's either Lamed Cheshvan or Chavtes Cheshvan. Okay, this is all a matter of Minhag, but this is a Furch Magen Avraham and all the Achronim. Says Rav Moshe, no way. Says the Igros Moshe, just keep it on Aleph Kislev. Rav Moshe's basic rule is you always make it later, not earlier. One last, so this is the big machlokas. L'maisa, the mainstream minigolem is not like Rav Moshe, it's like the Mishnah Berurah. And all this forum quote the Mishnah Berurah. But some places follow Rav Moshe. A place that follows Rav Moshe is, sorry, we're Ashkenazim, so this is the minimum, this is the preferable. Place that follows Rav Moshe follows Rav Moshe. Place that doesn't follow Rav Moshe, most places follow the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Yeah, for this, you're talking about the first year, maybe the first time you do Yurtzeit, not based on Yom HaKfura.
Yes.
And Misa.
Yes, we're assuming Yom HaMisa. Correct. Otherwise, it gets.
Yes, I mean.
We're assuming, not like Rav Moshe there also.
Yeah, meaning for these Yurtzeits, you're not asking about what month of the day he died.
Yeah, I mean whether the first year had 30 days of Cheshvan or didn't.
Meaning the first time you ever did Yurtzeit.
Yes, didn't have a lamed or did not. Right.
And we're not caring about whether the day he died, which could have been not these options.
Correct. Last thing I just want to point out is what about someone who died Bein HaShemashos? What about someone who died Bein HaShemashos? What's the din then? So, you don't know, right? So let's say, so you do the earlier day or the later day. So here is also machlokas. The Rove Poskim say the earlier day, and the Igros Moshe says the later day. The Gesher Chaim says the earlier day. The Igros Moshe says the later day. In general, the Gesher Chaim's hashgafa is like, if you do it early, no problem, as long as it's done in time. Rav Moshe's hashgafa is, no, always better to do it later. If you do it later, it's always better. Okay, Lemaisa, I think also if you should follow Rav Poskim, unless it's a community where they always follow Rav Moshe, but both these Minhagim are valid. Now, don't get me started on how much of a Bin Hashmashas. What if it was 20 minutes after Shkia? What if it was 40 minutes after Shkia? Okay, so you have to follow your Shita in Bin Hashmashas. Lemaisa, if you ask me, I would say that since Rav Moshe said the later day anyway, that, you know, if it's after the Bin Hashmashas of the Gra, I would go with the later day, but okay, everyone has to make their own Hakra. By the way, if you want to find the Mishaburit, they're in Tavkuf Samaches in Hilchas Tainus. Right? All the Achronim are in Hilchas Tainus. Seven Tavkuf Samaches in Hilchas Tainus is where it talks about this. Because remember, in the old days, the main thing of a Yortzeit was a Tainus, and everything else was secondary. Okay, Tav Gimel Din Hamalaki Datsamos. We're not going to learn inside. What does it mean? Remember, in the old days, they once had a minhag that they would bury, wait for the flesh to decompose, then gather the bones, put them in a jar, and rebury them. That was a great space-saving measure, right? You could actually bury a lot of people in a very small cemetery that way, because they only needed a lot of space for a year or so. And then you put them in a jug, and you could fit a million, you could probably fit 30 jugs in one regular cavern, 100 jugs in a regular cavern. Okay, that was how they buried in the old days. On the day of Likud Atzamos, the relatives have to be Misabel from the moment of the gathering the bones until the end of the day. Says the poskim here, that says the the mechaber, and hey, shama shayom, is this relevant nowadays? Sometimes people are reinterred. The bodies move to Eretz Yisrael or something. So that would be likud atzamos, they'd have to be misabel. But if hey, shama shayom, liktu atzamos echem rekovish misabelim, alfish lohay shem misabelim, if he hears that today one of his relatives was moved, he has to be misabel. Aval shama, says the Ramash, and nilkdu esvolim misabelim. If he hears that they did it yesterday, he's pater. Meaning, there's no shmur krova. Only if he knows that day. The minhag nowadays, that when someone's body is reinterred in Eretz Yisrael, usually what the Chevra Kedisha does is, they don't tell them till the next day. And then they don't have to be misabel. The minhag olam is not to tell them till the next day, and then they don't have to be misabel. However, if, let's say, they were there, they made a ceremony or something, then, if they knew that for the rest of that day they would have to be Miss Abel.
How do they know what's
what?
How do they know to put him into the cavern? Meaning, it's just the family just doesn't know that it's happening?
No, they know it's happening. They don't know exactly what day they're going
to
do it.
They don't have to coordinate with whoever's on the other side in Eretz Yisrael to show them.
Maybe nowadays they do. I don't know. Anyway, if they find out that day, then they have to be Miss Abel the rest of the day. Maybe they should do it right before Shkia then. Because again, our minhagim seem minimized. Hey, it's okay, but it doesn't come up all that often. Because it's pretty rare that we dig people up and we bury them nowadays in any case. Okay, so that's 403 simanim worth. Hopefully we'll fill in anything that we skipped in the course of the curriculum. Ellie, you'll get the board. And we'll be able to say Tam v'nishlam, Shevach v'kelvari olam, Hadron alech, Shulchan Aruch v'odeya, Meretz Hashem. In 2 weeks, we'll have a bechina on Hilchas Avelos. Can I have a stop this?
What level of those do we...